always find someone in a short skirt. Lisa Rae Sullivan, lovely to talk to you. She's there at Sunny. Who knew? Sunny Wimbledon, Talk Sports tennis reporter. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. 15 Brits competing out of those 256 players at Wimbledon. We'll keep you posted on all of that. First up, though, let's talk to a man who's at the peak of his physical prowess.
Oh, God, yes.
Sporting. It's Mr. John Holmes.
Also wearing a short skirt.
Yeah, so, I want you to know that actually there is now a petition in the office for you to stop wearing that short skirt.
Yes, well, we all know how well petitions do, don't we? there may well be 3 million people signing that petition, but we may discuss it, but it probably won't happen.
You've got about 10 seconds. Tell me what's coming up on your show.
Some radio, and then what I'll do is some more radio, and then a bit of radio, I think.
Do you know what? I don't think it'll ever take off.
No.
This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Who knows? Let's see. Maybe we might have some political stories to talk about.
No,
in the meantime, Talk Radio. We'll be taking you through the afternoon with Mr. John Holmes. Do stay.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon then. 1 o'clock on a day. I'm John Holmes. Toby's got the news.
Thank you very much. Coming up, labour crisis deepens. Bojo hails stable markets and rollercoaster victims' death fears.
Talk Radio.
Three more members of Labour's shadow cabinet have quit in the last hour as Jeremy Corbyn is told by his deputy that he doesn't have the confidence of the parliamentary party. It's understood Tom Watson and the leader held crisis talks this morning where Corbyn was told he'd lost his authority. It's understood he stopped short of telling him to quit, though. The latest to leave, Angela Eagle, the shadow business secretary, Maria Eagle, the shadow culture secretary, and shadow housing minister John Healey. Angela Eagle is the most senior member to go so far and says the Labour Party needs a leader who can unite rather than divide. Labour MP Wes Streeting told Julia Hartley Brewer the party is in complete disarray.
There's a vacuum of leadership from the government and there's no sign of effective opposition or alternative government. And that worries me because it's very clear that we are looking at a general election in around 5 months with Brexit Boris on the march with UKIP in tow. And given how momentous the decision taken by the public was last week and the implications for the future of our country, this is not really what politics should look like today.
Corbyn has, publicly at least, insisted he won't consider leaving because he has such a strong mandate following his rise to leader last year. John Ashmore is the chief political reporter from the Politics Home website. He says another leadership poll might actually result in the same outcome.
He's at least as popular as when he won last September and possibly even more popular among the grassroots membership. And my sort of judgment of it is that if the anti-Corbyn MPs can rally around a single candidate quickly and emphatically, then they might have a chance. The key thing is to just choose a single candidate and not kind of split the vote.
Elsewhere, Boris Johnson has boasted that the markets are stable, just as trading of RBS shares were briefly suspended this morning. The publicly backed bank stocks slumped more than 14%. The FTSE is down heavily again today, and the pound has fallen to a new 31-year low against the US dollar. Chancellor George Osborne had appealed for calm before markets opened, insisting the UK is open for business. And a teenager injured in a roller coaster crash says she thought she was going to die when it came off the rails and dropped 20 feet to the ground. Katie McArdle posted on Facebook she has never been so scared when the tsunami ride derailed at M&D's amusement park in Motherwell yesterday. 10 people were taken to hospital, including 8 children. Three youngsters remain in a serious condition. Another has been discharged. Justin Garvanovic is the founder of the European Coaster Club. He told Talk Radio he understands why Britons may be scared of roller coasters now after the Alton Towers Smiler crash last year.
The fact we've had this too, and it's a shame to have to lump Alton Towers last year into this, because that was, you pointed rightly out, it was a human error that caused that one, as opposed to this one. To have two in just over a year is absolutely unprecedented. I've been looking through my records, and there hasn't been anything else in between anywhere. So it is very strange and very, you know, such a shame for this country.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fine and sunny for England and Wales, some showers in the north, breezy and cooler in Northern Ireland and Scotland with sunny spells and showers. Highs of 22 Celsius.
22 Celsius.
22. Thanks. Back to balance.
Thanks, Toby. Right, hello. Yes, Talk Radio, isn't it? In the afternoon and stuff. We will bring you, of course, any details, any resignations as the afternoon wears on, as that continues. We'll keep you very much up to date with that live. However, there'll be some sport now. Anyone want to guess who's doing it today? Is it Ben? Is it the
lady one? It's not Ben. Ben's had a baby.
What?
Ben's had a baby. Well, not him. His wife's had a baby.
Oh, right.
But you know what I mean.
I was going to say that.
He's now a dad.
That would be interesting as a, you know. Who's got the sport then? Tell me it's his. He could have done it from the birth.
He hasn't done it from the birth.
Wait till 3 o'clock.
Although, yeah, maybe he hasn't. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right now he hasn't. I believe it is Kate Partridge.
Let's meet Kate Partridge.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
Yay!
Britain's James Ward has the headline match of the 8 Britons playing on the opening day at Wimbledon. He's now taking on defending champion Novak Djokovic on centre court. Elsewhere, Kyle Edmund is playing Frenchman Adrien Mannarino, while Laura Robson also goes up against Australian Open champion Angelique Kerber. England boss Roy Hodgson is expected to make changes for his side's Euro 2016 last 16 tie against Iceland in Nice. Raheem Sterling is reportedly set for a recall in a 3-man attack.
Yeah.
The winners will play France, who beat Ireland 2-1. Wales will face Belgium after they thrashed Hungary 4-0. Germany defeated Slovakia 3-0 and will play Italy or Spain, who meet in Paris later. Elsewhere, Laurent Blanc has left his post as manager of Paris Saint-Germain, and Argentina star Lionel Messi has retired from international football at the age of 29. He made 112 appearances for his country, scoring a record 55 goals.
Kate Partridge.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
By Kate Partridge. Right then. Okay, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here we go.
Talk Radio.
Eddie, what are you eating?
It's these little small chocolate cakey things I keep finding on my desk, darling. Do you want one, Pat?
I haven't eaten since 1974. Stop, darling. Stop chewing. Stop, darling. Stop.
I can't stop. I'm supposed to be PRing them. I can't even stop eating them, darling.
Cadbury Amaze Bites. Delicious, brownie, cakey things, which are absolutely irresistible, it seems. Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, in cinemas July the 1st.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. It is nobody's favourite radio quiz. Sexual fetishist latex dog men here in the studio. I mean, on that note, we're going to leave it there.
Skinny hipsters make perfect firewood.
Filth.
Then I think we're off to a good start. She had two human puppies. That's a bat that's just got the powers of a man.
If you're using webcam euphemistically,
I am one for taping that up, yes.
So when Facebook first started, I admittedly now wrongly dismissed it as a small fad. These towed the whole island away.
These are really nice footballers.
Somebody's beyond the spliff.
So, good afternoon then. Welcome, you join us here live from the Glastonbury Festival site, where the clean-up operation is underway this afternoon. People are leaving, of course, all day after Coldplay sang the Bee Gees last night. Everybody leaving here after a weekend. Where we are miles from the Westminster bubble, a historic weekend, of course, as Friday's events took place. People here woke to realise with growing horror and a sickening sense of inevitability that Damon Albarn would bang on about the EU during his performance with a choir of Latvian goat herders or whatever it was. Made me ashamed to be British, that, Damon Albarn. But here we are in Glastonbury then. To my left, they're just packing away the fair trade, fully sustainable yurt, which was sown by volunteers from the middle class tears cried over third world farming communities during this weekend. And to my right, they're also dismantling the falafel stage where so many vegetarians this weekend would come to die. And as you can hear, people are leaving now, trying to get their belongings out of the mud where the... Oh, who am I kidding? We're not in Glastonbury. It's ridiculous. I mean, as if we had the budget here at Talk Radio to go to Glastonbury in any way, shape or form. This show is just simply here in London. We're in a studio in Britain and not even in Europe anymore. So hello then, I am John Holmes. Welcome along to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And yes, on the programme today, we will be giving away a position in the shadow cabinet. Jeremy Corbyn has unveiled his new one, but we're fully expecting them to begin resigning within the next half an hour. So if you'd like a job running the shadow health department or defence, then get in touch with us this afternoon here on Talk Radio. Chances are you'll be in by tea time. And by the way, don't worry if you're thinking, but no one knows who I am or has never heard of me, because that seemingly isn't a barrier to getting in the shadow cabinet. So what else is coming up then on today's post-Brexit broadcast? Well, for a start, much like the pledges made by the Leave campaign, which they're now frantically backpedalling on, it's important to remember that these aren't promises, but only possibilities. Headline hijack on the way then. The news at 2pm will certainly contain a made-up news lie. You know, it's the kind of thing that you wish the news was when you woke up on Friday. 87222.
Start a message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message with anyone.
Right. There'll be a person lunching alone if you are lunching alone for whatever reason. For example, you're at home, you're manning the office while your colleagues are out, or all of your cabinet has resigned. Then let us know. You can well be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to get in touch, Jeremy, that's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry afoot. Cara joins us. She happens by to look at the television this afternoon. None of that foreign subtitled European crime muck, I hope, eh, Britain? There's the news in haikus. We'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think safety pins or Nougat? There's democracy in action, eh? So that's democracy right there. The big debate at 3 o'clock, the diversity pay-per-view. Today, it's a Chinese. The Monday mystery quiz, also round about 3:30, and we'll be joined by guest. We have guest, and today, it's Steve Bieger. Is that right? From out of off of comedy. Plus, we'll be giving away £350 million a week to the NHS, and the... Oh, no, apparently we won't, even though we promised too early. Oh, well, never mind. Ginger producer Dave is resigning.
Yeah.
Ask broadcast through the glass is resigning.
Every day.
Marta is resigning.
I'm not here anymore.
Not here anymore. She's already resigned. Paid intern Cornelius isn't here.
He's resigned.
So work experience Aiden is going to be resigning in his place. He's just resigned. Just... Basically, everyone's resigning.
I've only been here 3 days.
And he's resigned. Toby's resigning from the news.
Yeah, but Victoria is trying
Toby's
to get her job
resigned,
back.
Resigning from the news.
I am.
It's very fashionable, all this resigning. Anyway, I'm John Holmes. I'm also resigning. So, while we attempt to sort all of that out, here's some light music to set up today's big story. It's 11 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon.
Give me reason to prove me wrong, to wash this memory.
Sounds of Linkin Park. That's called New Divide. You're listening to Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, of course, I'm playing Linkin Park's New Divide. And, well, producer Dave, welcome back, by the way.
Ah, hi, thanks.
To the programme.
Nice to be here.
Well, for you, maybe.
It really isn't.
Not for us. So, I expect you want to know why I'm playing Linkin Park's New Divide, don't you?
I do, John.
Probably interested in that.
Very interested. Yeah. I would go as far as to say wide. That serve. I was watching the tennis, sorry, that's gone wide, that serve. But why?
Yes.
Are you playing Linkin Park's New Divide?
Why have you just come here to watch the tennis? Why that? Why?
It's bigger TV than at home.
Fine. Good. Well, I'm glad you turned up. So, the reason I'm playing Linkin Park's New Divide... They just opened the blind. Well, because of Britain. Yeah, let's all think on that, eh? Let's all think on that. It's because of Britain.
You know when would have been a better time to play this song? On Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
Why did we do it then?
Well, the reason for that is because I Friday, what happened on Friday, I don't know whether you're aware, but there was, on the Thursday, there was a European Union referendum.
Oh, yeah.
Which by Friday had turned into an EU European Union referendum and dumber. Because what had happened was that we'd voted to leave the European Union, right? I don't know whether you're aware of this at all, but because you've been off, so I don't know whether.
Yeah.
And then I came into work as normal, but I didn't really get as far as here. And not because I was beaten up by racists in the brave New Britain where they were stalking the streets, throwing short people out of the country. That wasn't what happened. Instead, what happened was that Denny, the boss, phoned up and said these words... We're going to, because of the news, we're going to do some rolling news stuff today.
Yep.
And I don't trust you to be on the radio with Ken Livingstone. So instead of that, I went to the cinema to see Independence Day.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Was it good?
No, it was crap.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but still not as bad as Britain's Independence Day, it turned out. You know, at least, you know.
Which one was worse? If you had to go through another one again on Friday, would you rather see the film Independence Day 2 again?
Yes.
Or live through the first day of potential...
Armageddon.
Yeah.
That, I'd rather do that again.
Armageddon 2.
It was that bad, the film Independence Day 2. It was terrible. Anyway, but that's why I played that story, because of Britain's New Divide, you see. Yeah. I linked it to the... But what we do need, of course, to discuss this... I mean, because I don't think there's been enough discussion on Brexit and the EU referendum over the past five days. I'm not sure the radio has had enough on it.
No.
So I think we're going to wade into the debate as well with a sort of look at, really, what now for Britain? No one's done that either. What now for Britain? But we're going to need an expert. As broadcast, our little ray of sunshine through the glass. There she is.
Yeah.
We need a guest, Kat, someone... political or something, probably.
We've got a list because we've had them all on.
We'll get them all on then.
Shall I get them all?
Yeah. Tell you what, I've got an idea. Get whoever's available.
Yeah, nobody's going to be available.
Right,
they're all busy.
Well, doing. Come on, get them on the road. They're desperate. People have been desperate to talk about this nonsense. Get someone.
All right. Okay.
Fine. Right. We'll talk to someone next about the politicals. It's 1:18. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat. And you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about making your money go further. It's about searching over 18,000 cars and finding out you can afford more than you think. It's about the savings you make every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In South Wales, there's delays to traffic heading west on the M4 due to an accident between junction 43 and 44 in the Neathport Talbot area. Northbound M5 struggling through the roadworks in Worcestershire between junction 6 and the M42 at junction 4A. The northbound M6 in the West Midlands has very slow traffic due to an accident between junctions 9 for Wensbury and 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton, with congestion going back to the M5. I'm David Moore.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Sackings, resignations, promotions, demotions. You know, they used to say a week is a long time in politics. Forget that. This is modern life, modern pace. One day is a long time. So who knows what's going to happen on the next Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Is that Jeremy Corbyn? Tell him I'm busy. I can't take a position in the Shadow Cabinet. They can't afford me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But they can't afford him. He's not very expensive. It's 21 minutes past 1 o'clock. Some reactions have been coming in. Of course, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's very much the home of reaction. Yep. You can react in the same way that these people have. Aidan. A work experience Aidan, who is Cornelius's understudy, Cornelius, still being at Glastonbury. What's been coming in?
Well, this in from Twitter, the Illuminati is real, has just tweeted, hashtag pray for Corbyn 2016.
Yes.
Angry old man, also from Twitter, we need a war, yes. He says.
Is that from Tony Blair? Has he put that?
No, it's just from... Well, it could be. It's just angry old man.
That's Tony Blair's Twitter.
Yeah. This in from Phil. Can we have a referendum on the Hokey Cokey, please? Mm. I feel like the issue needs to be resolved after so many years.
Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in. You can react, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about the big story. What now is the big question that everybody is asking, of course. Now, on Thursday last week, you'll be well aware, I don't know, you may have heard this story, I don't know, that Britain voted to take leave of its senses. So, much speculation as to what next for Britain, or whatever it is we're going to be calling it in the future. Well, I mean, it's interesting because we are gonna discuss. I don't think this has been discussed enough, frankly. So why not? We should have a crack at it as well. And on the line to discuss the what now for Britain is a man. Is that Professor Scott Lucas?
It better be, otherwise we're in trouble.
Well, that's a threat. So, Professor Scott Lucas, you're a professor of international politics in Birmingham University. Am I right?
That's absolutely correct, and I'm not British, as your shrewd listeners will note, although I have been in this country for 30 years.
30 years, but I detect a hint of American accent. Where are you from originally, Scott?
I'm originally from Alabama, which is like a place you may know has gone through a lot of turbulence. It's messed up. It's got racial issues.
Yeah.
It's got corrupt. It's got leaders who don't know how to lead. So that, I think, that makes me very well placed to comment on what's happening now in Britain.
Yes, it does. And as an outsider, in the sense of where you're from originally, but now an insider for the last 30 years,
yeah,
what do you make of this, of what's going on, Scott?
Well, forgive me for being blunt, but the words piss up and brewery come to mind. I mean, what you got is, so you got this fellow named Boris Johnson, you know, with the hair, and who I'm hoping, like, when they make the movie about all this, they bring back the ghost of Benny Hill to play him.
Yeah.
And like, he organizes this vote not to win. He doesn't want to win it, because then he'd have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
He wants to lose narrowly so he can become prime minister. But lo and behold, he wins, and now it's like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So like, he's riding his bicycle to get away as fast as he can.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's this guy Farage, I see, right? And, you know, clearly this guy has decided, you know what, all along I'm right. The rest of the world's thinking he's crazy, absolutely crazy. And then look, lo and behold, it's like, no, I'm not crazy. Everybody is going to follow me. So he's like the Pied Piper of madness.
Yeah.
Which means at least we're going to be able to, like, smoke in pubs within the next 48 hours and possibly have guns to, like, celebrate or maybe shoot each other. So he's running around.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, David Cameron is like, he's read, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the final page. So he just pops up on it and says, like, so long, guys. Thanks for all the fish. I'm out of here. And meanwhile, Labor, good Lord. It's like, my son, his class, when they were 5 years old, could have done better than Labour has in the past 24 hours.
Do you think that's right? The answer, though? Do you think that we could... I mean, adults have had a go at this, right, Scott? So what if we just rewrote the rules, because now is the time to do it, and just put children in charge of it all?
But look, the problem is, I think we've got leaders who think they now are acting like children in charge. My worry is you get the biggest child of all, who happened to be in Scotland, Donald Trump, and that's the one who comes in supposedly to save us.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have children as much as we've got. Look, let's talk about a serious problem here, right?
Yeah.
We've got Scotland is about to become independent.
Yes.
Right? We got England, and then that little bit called Wales. They don't know what to do. We need to bring this to a resolution. So who is in need of a job? Whose career is down? Who can show us the way forward for this disunited kingdom? There's a Mr. Mel Gibson. You might remember him. He's had problems.
He has had a few problems, yeah. Something to do with race, yeah.
Let's bring him back with the blue faces, right? Bring the blue faces, and he can lead that charge, right? Now, that's going to do one of two things.
Yeah.
Either the Scots are going to win, in which case, it's going to happen anyway, and it's bye-bye all along, or the English have a surprise victory against Braveheart, which will make us all feel good, not the Scots, but at least England, because we won something, because we're not going to do it in the football. And then maybe we can be a united kingdom again.
See, these are exactly the right answers. These are the answers that the nation is looking for, Scott. You've hit it. All of the conjecture, really, that's been going on. And you've come in and you've suggested Mel Gibson to lead us. And I think that is a statement that people can start to get behind. Let me put some of these points to you, just as ideas of what now that people coming in, been coming in on text and so on and so forth.
Okay.
There's a suggestion that because they can't decide who's in charge, we all get custody of Britain, right, each of us, per week. You know, like when you were at school, I don't know if this happened in the state, that you were given a hamster to look after for a week, weren't you? So the idea is we all get, it's like the guest hosting of I Got News For You. We all get to look after it for a week and see how it goes. Obviously, Cameron has killed the hamster.
Your listeners are great.
But this is the plan.
But we already did it. We did it in America, and we're going to bring it back. In the late 1950s, American TV had a series called Queen for a Day. Right?
Yeah.
They brought in the women of America, and one of them got to be queen for a day. Now, we're going to do this in Britain where everyone gets... I know we have supposedly a queen, but you know what? She's, like, so tired of all this. She just shoved off to Northern Ireland today. She doesn't want to be anywhere close to this.
Yeah.
So we could each be queen or king for a day.
See?
Right?
Yeah.
And then we could just run everything. And then at the end of the day, of course, we'd get, like, a box of chocolates to thank us or whatever. And then I think that is a great idea.
What about this idea? So we know about the difference between the voting in London during the referendum and then the rest of the country. People are very much saying London's a separate state and it voted very differently. Donald Trump builds a wall round London to keep everyone else out.
Well, here I got to differ a little bit. First of all, I think Donald Trump should build a wall around himself.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate wall that we should talk about and so on. It used to be that the wall that was there, come on, when I first came to this country in the 1980s, we knew the wall was at the Watford Gap, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where the lights ended on the M1.
That's exactly right, yes. And it's obviously that's where the Night's Watch station as well in Watford Gap. So
that's right. So here's what I'm going to propose. Let's not go with walls. Those are divisive. But those places that voted Remain, let's just keep the lights on there,
yes.
Right? And then the places that voted to exit, let's just turn the lights out and see how they do over the next 48, 72 hours, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll flip the lights back on and see if they've come up with a plan. I'm betting they don't, but let's just do that for an experiment.
All right, Scott, we're going to have to leave you there. Thank you very much. That was very, very helpful. That was Billy Bob Thornton talking to us there from the... he's a professor of international politics at Birmingham University with some very good ideas. Mel Gibson to lead the country. Mel Gibson needs a hit. Let's face it, he needs to come back, and that's a very good idea. As is the idea that we all look after Britain for a week as though it were a school hamster. If you've got an idea about what we do next, there's plenty coming in already. Donald Trump, for instance, to build a wall around under each shire to become a separate island. You know, when David Cameron resigned, he said he was going to steer the ship. There's a suggestion that that should be an actual ship that starts to pull the country in different directions, not metaphorically, but literally. Mm. So the shires all... We cut round the shires, so the borders,
okay,
to split them. So they all become like individual islands, a bit like Venice.
Yeah.
So they're all sort of linked by water. But that way, each one can become an independent state. So depending on which shire you live in, Warwickshire, Cambridgeshire, et cetera, it has its own set of laws and rules.
And there's one boat.
There's a series of boats that are going to have to be attached to the land mass. But if we can cut through... It's basically, they're saying what it is like the same equipment you use to frack can be used to cut around the borders of shires. Then we can just pull them apart. Not by more than half a mile, so you're quite close. Mm. And there can be bridges and tugs. But essentially, we tug off the shires and become, and it all becomes an independent. Anyway, if you've got an idea you'd like to say, what now for Britain? Do start it with what now. Otherwise, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
What now? And at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any what now you like.
We'll get through some of those reactions next. It's just after 1:30, and Toby's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. David Cameron has used his first cabinet meeting since the UK voted to leave the EU to say intolerance will not be accepted. Incidents have been reported over the weekend of migrants being told to go home. The Prime Minister also established a team of civil servants who will prepare for the start of Brexit negotiations. That, of course, will take place under a new PM after Cameron announced his resignation when the result was confirmed on Friday. It comes as the crisis at the head of the Labour Party intensifies. Shadow Business Secretary Angela Eagle has become the most high-profile shadow cabinet member to resign so far, while her sister, Shadow Culture Secretary Maria Eagle, has also left. Mr Corbyn's spokesman says they won't allow a coup in the back corridors in Parliament to succeed. Matthew Goodwin is a professor of politics at the University of Kent, who told Talk Radio he doesn't see the main problem in the Labour Party as Corbyn.
The problem mainly is that they are completely split between two groups in their electorate. You know, typically London-based, middle-class, highly educated professionals who embrace European integration and globalisation and immigration. But on the other hand, working-class, blue-collar, struggling voters who think the complete opposite on those issues. So if you could replace Jeremy Corbyn with John McDonnell, you could replace John McDonnell with Chuka Ramuna. You're not going to resolve that problem.
And a teenager injured in a roller coaster crash says she thought she was going to die when it dropped 20 feet to the ground. Three children are still in a serious condition following yesterday's derailment in Motherwell. The founder of the European Coaster Club, Justin Garvanovich, told Talk Radio this is a hugely unusual accident.
The fact that there's a wheel assembly sitting away from the train is very telling. Wheels do not fall off roller coasters, and if, again, looking at records, maybe once every 7 years globally, that might happen. There are enough wheels on the rest of the train to compensate. So to see that and to see the train off the track is... I've never seen it.
Out of your weather, fine and sunny for England and Wales. Some showers in the north, breezy and cooler in Northern Ireland and Scotland with sunny spells and showers. Highs of 22 Celsius.
If Scotland do leave us, will you stop doing the weather for Scotland?
Well, I mean,
is that the rules?
It depends on whether we are broadcasting to Scotland or not when they leave.
Well, technically, we're broadcasting around the world now.
That is true. So yes. Shall I do some argument, weather Toby? For sort of Nigeria next?
Yes, on the because in we're inclusive. Just to show, here's what you do to show that we are still inclusive.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you and I.
Yes.
Right. Not so much Dash, but then you should do the weather for round the world because it makes us seem as one with
that
them.
That is true.
It's difficult time.
Would you like me to
yes.
give me a country? I'll put some weather in half an hour.
Let's go for one of the stans.
Anyone?
Uzbekistan. If you like.
I'll do the weather for Uzbekistan yes. in half an hour. As well as Britain, or do you like me to just leave
well.
Britain out?
Oh, as
you
well.
Still want the British?
And also, what about Spain for Marta? Marta's Spanish.
Well, she's not in Spain, though.
Yeah, but she might like to know what's going on at home.
I can't do too many. I've got actual news to do.
Yeah.
And lie news as well.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, well brought up, yes, because at 2 o'clock, of course, Toby will say a news lie, which we'd like you to supply for the coming out of his face thereof. That is Headline Hijack. The lines are open for it. Make up a news story. Hear it read out as fact. Basically, consider yourself like a sort of human version of the Leave campaign leaflet. So it's got a lie on the front that will subsequently be found out to be untrue as everyone backpedals away from it. £350 million.
What if I'm so good at it that nobody finds out it's untrue?
That's highly unlikely. That's coming. 87222 if you wanted to do that.
Don't imagine.
That's already on Twitter.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. A lot of reactions coming in for the big story. What yes. now for Britain? Well, we're just learning this, of course. This is breaking news. Every householder will get instructions on how to grow water at home and a crossbow each. In case we do have to survive in this post-Brexit world. John, what happened? What happened to those pledges when we all got promised we'd get a hospital each? Every garden in the country was told it would up. We said hospitals would be built one per person. What happened? It's just not happening now. They lied to us. That's just come in there. David Cameron's resignation. John, the first thing I did was... this is just coming from a farmer. The first thing I did, John, was lock up my pigs. Just in case... foreign words are being put beyond use this afternoon. We're getting that. A baguette, now you can't use that. A la carte and Farage, all being put beyond use for being foreign. What have you got, Aidan?
So, Paul from Bradford here. We need a water world. Let's melt the ice caps and live in shipping containers.
Yeah.
And more on the language front, actually. Fiona from Portsmouth. We should get rid of some languages, like Dutch. No one speaks it anymore.
Yeah. Deport European animals. Anything not indigenous must go into a camp, or a zoo, I suppose, that would be. And Glastonbury have announced that from now on, the Glastonbury Festival, this will have been the last Glastonbury Festival 2016, because they're going to use the camp for migrants after France don't want it. So if you've got a Adele for president has come in as well. Too sweary. If you've got an opinion, then do get it to us. As you know, 87222 is another.
Talk!
Yeah, at already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. We are but 22 minutes away from the Headline Hijack. As explained, it works like this. You make up a news story, something using words that you know in an order that make up a news story. And then at 2 o'clock, one will be chosen out of the many we get, thank you for them, and will be in the news masquerading as truth. We do it to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, but only really join us around about 2 o'clock because they're out to lunch or whatevs. So headline hijacks that have been coming in so far today, this from
Dan. An online petition to make it law that Donald Trump should have his hair styled once every 2 weeks has reached over 3 million signatures. A few of the suggested haircuts include Mohican, Buzzcut and Pompadour. Trump has reportedly expressed a preference for a Brazilian, but only if Brazil pay for that. That's come in. What have you got there, Aidan?
David here. After a video of an Icelandic commentator celebrating his national team's goal at the Euros went viral, it is understood that his ecstatic exclamations will now replace the legendary Wilhelm scream in Hollywood films. The Nordic bellow, as it is now known, is reportedly going to be used in the upcoming Star Wars sequels and in the fifth instalment of the Indiana Jones franchise.
And this has come in from Lisa. Following the protracted trial surrounding the accused plagiarism of the opening chords of Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, it's been decided by a court that no one actually cares. A spokesman for the band Spirit, who brought the prosecution in the first place, said, after some deliberation, the band have decided that it simply wasn't worth the time, money or effort to pursue a case that literally only five people are bothered about. Thanks very much. Lisa, if you've got a made-up headline hijack, then you know the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Don't you message on the image.
That's also true. Lonely Lunch Club on the way. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and we could enter you into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Iceland. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Applies to 90 minutes only, max stake £10, singles only. All winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com, 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Wales, there's delays to traffic heading west on the M4 due to an accident between junction 43 and 44 in the Neathport Talbot area. Northbound M5 struggling through the roadworks in Worcestershire between junction 6 and the M42 at junction 4A. The northbound M6 in the West Midlands has very slow traffic due to an accident between junctions 9 for Wensbury and 10 for Walsall and Wolverhampton, with congestion going back to the M5. I'm David Moore.
Have you been involved in an accident that was entirely your fault? Perhaps you've stumbled over a cat or reversed straight into your wife's new car. Why not quell the agony of self-loathing by downloading the best TalkSport app ever? Hear all your favourite TalkSport shows live or listen again from anywhere, including lawyers' waiting rooms, small claims courts and hospital A&E departments. Download the new, improved, accident-averse, spill-proof TalkSport phone app, free from your app store now. It's like a fourth emergency service for Giffords.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just news of some more resignations that have been coming in this afternoon, by the way. The Shadow Cabinet, of course, it's all change. We will be keeping you abreast of what's going on as the afternoon wears on, as it happens live. We've just learned that Marvin Hank, he was, of course, the Shadow Fruit Minister, has now resigned, and it's possible, although not confirmed yet, that Paul Scaramanga is going to move across from food generic to fruit.
Specialising, is he?
Yes, well, he was good. I mean, he did a good job for the shadow food secretary, didn't he? So this is Paul Scaramanga, and so he's going to step into, we think, although it isn't confirmed yet by the Labour Party, but we think with Marvin Hank going, the chances are that Paul Scaramanga will come in to be shadow fruit minister. But, of course, we'll keep the keep you abreast of any of that as the afternoon wears on. Now, the thing at the moment that you can't have failed to notice, of course, with all that's going on, is that it's all very complicated. The news is quite hard to keep up with. It's so fast moving at the moment. It's all very complicated. You think so, don't you, Aidan? I mean, you've struggled with it, really, haven't you?
It's been unbearable. I can't get my head around it.
John. No, well, allow us to help you, because we do that here on the Talk Radio in the afternoons, on the weekday. We do help you get your head around it. And we do it by taking the news and breaking it down to its component parts, of course. As regular listeners will know, when you do that, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. So the news explained in five syllables and then seven syllables and then five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
The EU referendum, the EU referendum, more like.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, together, my friend, we enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, again, if you're a new listener to Talk Radio on the weekday afternoons, here's how it works. We take those people who are lunching alone, for whatever the reason. As I say, maybe you are home alone, maybe your colleagues have gone out for lunch and you're manning the office, maybe you're Jeremy Corbyn and everyone has deserted you. Whatever the reason you're lunching alone, then do get in touch to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair, where we can become your virtual friend and or colleague, able to chat and also chit about anything that you'd like to chat and chit about. That is how it works, and you will become a fully fledged member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Today on the telephone, it's Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Melissa? What are you doing? What's going on? What guanan, as some people never said.
I'm okay. I'm just at work in Canary Wharf, sat in a little office booth by myself.
Right.
And I almost didn't have a lonely lunch today. I almost went with some friends, but then I didn't.
good story. So what do you do for a job of work, Melissa, in Canary Wharf?
I'm a paralegal, which is sort of an unqualified lawyer.
Yes.
And I work for a travel management company.
A travel management company?
Yeah.
Okay, what exactly did they do?
Basically, if you work for a business and you want to fly some people out of the country, which I hear a lot of people are wanting to do at the minute, we will arrange the travel and take a nice hefty commission.
Right, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I would expect nothing less, frankly. All right. So paralegal, by the way, are very much the military wing of the legal. It's like paramilitary, paralegals. They're trained in the same
Makes perfect sense.
Places.
Exactly.
So how long have you been doing this, Melissa?
I've been doing it for 9 months.
Right.
At this company, but then a couple of years before that, and then I'm quitting in September.
Are you? Why are you quitting?
So then I'm going on to train to actually become a lawyer. That's the plan.
Oh, I see. Right.
This is just a bit of a stopgap, hence why I'm not fully investing in spending time with my fellow employees, because I've got one for out the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't want to mix with them. I mean, in terms of why you're lunching alone, is this a regular occurrence, or is today just, why today, would you say?
Today?
Yeah.
So I was about to go to lunch with some friends,
yes,
or maybe employees. Friends is a bit far.
Yeah.
And then I got a call from my manager saying I needed to do something urgently. So
right.
I thought, you know what, I have to stop. I had to hold off on doing that. And now they've all come back from lunch, you see, and so I'm just by myself with my Tupperware.
Yeah, and what's in your Tupperware today?
Yeah. that's quite exciting.
This is what, sorry?
Roasted a courgette this morning.
All right.
So we're having that with some salad and also some rice and a poached egg as well.
I mean, la-di-da, paralegal.
That's time to roast a courgette in the mornings.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm getting up too early, I think.
I mean, you know, how the other half live, really. Yeah. I mean, listen to Melissa. Listen to her.
What's she going to have for lunch when she's fully trained and qualified?
What are you going to roast in the mornings then, Melissa?
I think a butternut squash.
Oh, my God. You people make me sick. over there, you make it in Canary Wharf in the roasted courgette.
Yeah, I know. I can't feel too bad for myself.
Just a fancy cucumber, Melissa.
What is it you like to idly chat about, Melissa? Because, as you know, we are here for you. We can chit and chat about whatever you like. That's the point of the Lonely Lunch Club, as though we were your colleagues. Any particular areas you'd like to touch on?
Some tips for stress management. I think that's what I need for the minute today.
Right, okay. Stress management, all right. Well, my first bit of advice is don't go and qualify and make it all worse, because it'll only get more difficult, won't it? Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That's a true thing. Also, I think stress management, you could use, instead, you know, the stress balls, the squeezy stress balls.
Yes.
Well, is there a colleague you don't like very much? A male one?
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, I've got one in mind.
Right, there you go. Well, you know, ignore him because he'll make you stressed. Instead, grab hold of your courgette and just work that vegetable.
Oh, God. This might look weird to the onlookers, do you not think?
Yeah, but you've got a perfect... You just reach into the rice, through the egg there, the egg that you put on it for no reason apart from poncyness, and just grab your courgette and just start giving your courgette a good old squeeze in the office. No one's going to object to that.
That's true. I mean, yeah. I'll get stuck in.
And if anybody says anything, Melissa, it's your courgette and you're free to do with it whatever you want. Just you remember that. We live in a free society. Despite what happened the other day, we still live in a free society, Melissa, where the workers of Canary Wharf should rise up and say, yes, I have a courgette and I will need with a K, for stress management purposes. And it is my right in a independent Britain to do so with a vegetable of my choice.
Thank you. That's really good advice. Really solid advice.
We're full of
it. I'm getting some strange looks now, but
right.
But thank you.
No, you're welcome. Just pop the courgette maybe on the table and just roll it back and forth under the hand.
Will do.
And just feel that stress melt away, Melissa.
I feel calmer already.
Oh, I know. Listen to this. Look, Dave's about to make the noise of whale song. Listen. Well, that sounded like a Wookiee having his testicles squeezed.
Wow, that was. Oh, I feel really relaxed now.
I mean, try it again, Dave. I mean, that's pretty good.
I need to really concentrate.
Okay, here comes. So grab hold. Melissa, just grab hold of your courgette for us.
Okay, I've got it in hand.
Excellent. We're all imagining that. And now here's Dave with some whale song. I mean,
so relaxing.
Isn't
I have
it?
To get a direct line for him.
Yeah. Trust me, you don't want that. Melissa, thank you so much for being the latest inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club.
Great, thank you very much. I feel like a new woman.
Oh, no, good. Yes. So that's Melissa. If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, whether you've got a la-di-da courgette or whatever it may be, then we do want to hear from you. You can get in touch. It's got its own email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, for Lonely Lunch Club. Now, still to come, of course, today, there's work experience punditry. Cara will be here. We talk about the television. Hopefully none of that subtitled foreign European muck. But that's coming up, as well as other things on the programme. We'll also have a guest, a comedian, is coming. He's called Steve... Unpronounceable name.
Our first question to Steve will be, how do you pronounce your surname?
Correct.
So, up until then...
Bejager.
Bejager. I think it's Bejager,
but...
I mean, I've known him for 5 years, nearly.
And you still don't know how to say his name?
No.
Which is what I find interesting.
Bejager.
Bejager. I don't know either. We'll find out. You know, I mean, I'll try not to make it embarrassing for you, Dave. So that's still to come on the programme as well, of course. And we are bringing you resignation news as well. If anyone from the cabinet, shadow cabinet, resigns as the afternoon wears on, of course, you'll hear it here first on Talk Radio. You've already heard in the last half an hour, Marvin Hank has left Foreign Food and he's moved over to Fruit. We're now hearing that Desmond, who was, of course, the first aider for the shadow cabinet, he's now resigned. Desmond has gone. That's the latest resignation. We don't know yet who's coming in. The rumours are Anthony Ludgate Hill might come in to be the first aider for the shadow cabinet.
That'd be quite careful, wouldn't it?
Yes, Jonty Bloom. As well, he might come in. We don't know. We are speculating at the moment, but of course, people do keep resigning every couple of minutes now. So, if we've got any information on that, of course, we will bring it to you. Anything coming in there, Aidan? I know you've got some news on this as well.
Yeah, well, apparently Tom Cruise is understood to be resigning as Shadow Minister for American Cultural Affairs.
Yes,
with both Arnold Schwarzenegger and Kim Kardashian being named as potential replacements.
All right. Well, if that does happen, Toby will have all that in the main news at 1 o'clock. If you've got any resignation news you'd like to share with us this afternoon, anything you've heard about who's in and out of the cabinet, then do let us know. You can be our reporters on the ground. 87222.
Start your message with Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
So message anywhere you like.
Thanks very much. Right, time for Headline Hijack then. Because we are but moments away from knowing who will have got their made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. There to confuse those, of course, who don't listen to this bit of the programme. A made-up news lie. All down to you, please. 87222.
Start your message with Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Anywhere you like.
And we will find out what Toby will be saying in lie form. A fib, a fabrication and a fake. Very shortly. Just ahead of that, though, let's look at some of the ones that have been coming in for today's headline hijack. Following the announcement from a Treasury spokesperson that George Osborne was going to issue a statement today, which of course it did this morning, a parliamentary insider revealed that the only contact with the Chancellor, because he did disappear, of course, after Brexit, it was regained on Sunday lunchtime. He was found in a hotel room in West London clutching the budget briefcase and an empty bottle of 30-year-old tawny port. So that's where they managed to track Osborne down to. Wheeled him out this morning, of course, to tell everyone it would be all right, despite that look in his eyes suggesting that it really wasn't. What have you got, Aidan? What's come in?
In light of the surge in social media usage during the fallout of the EU general referendum, Facebook have introduced a Brexit waffle filter. The browser add-on will automatically hide posts that complain about Britain leaving the EU and will replace it with an image of Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson playing a game of Yahtzee.
Yes.
It is understood that the filter has been particularly popular with over 65 users from the northeast of England.
Thank you very much. So, who has got their made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock? Lay a name on me, Dave.
John, the winner.
Yes. Sorry, is the winner called John, or were you talking
to me? Oh, no, sorry. John.
Yes, Dave.
Exclamation.
Yes.
Greeting.
Yes.
Comma. The winner...
You can't put a comma after an exclamation.
No, it's an exclamation, not an exclamation mark.
Oh, okay, fine.
I was exclaiming.
No, it's John. Who's Mark? It's an exclamation John. Not an exclamation mark. There's someone called Mark here.
John.
Now it's confusing.
Exclamation John, comma.
Yes. Who's what?
Space brackets.
Space brackets. Are they better than normal brackets?
You've seen Independence Day.
Yeah. That's rubbish.
The winner...
Yes.
Of, what is it, Headline Hijack?
Yes.
Is Ed.
Ed,
yeah,
good.
From Dumbarton.
Ed from Dumbarton has got his made-up news story in the news, which will come out of Toby's face next. We will do work experience punditry. There's a diversity paper review on the way today, a Chinese. And just as we go into the adverts, Dave will do some more whale song.
Mm-hmm.
Right, stop that now.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family or you're off to France with a football. Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
This week at Trade Point, get a free 18-volt Makita combi drill with two batteries worth £81.67 when you spend £1,500 on kitchens. Hurry, offer ends 27th of June. T's and C's apply. See in store for details. Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Toby's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, new PM by September the 2nd. Corbyn camp refuses to budge and help needed for British swans.
Talk Radio.
We'll know who's taking over from David Cameron as leader of the Conservatives by the 2nd of September. The party's 1922 committee, which oversees leadership elections, says nominations will open on Wednesday and close at noon on Thursday. Vote Leave's Boris Johnson is the favourite, but he still hasn't officially said he's running. Political expert Dr. Eliza Philby says the two main parties in the UK are in such dire straits, they may need to work together to solve the issues.
I think there is a pressing urgency for leadership. I mean, we haven't seen the two parties in such chaos really since the 1920s, 1930s, when a national government was formed. And I think there is a case now, a genuine case, for both parties and indeed the SNP and the Liberal Democrats to come together and perhaps create a national government to confront this crisis.
This news follows David Cameron's first cabinet meeting since the UK voted to leave the EU. The Prime Minister has created a civil service unit to do the groundwork for negotiating Brexit now in advance of a new Prime Minister being chosen. Business Minister Anna Soubry, who was in the meeting, insists the business secretary is doing what he can for the economy.
Sajid Javid and indeed the Chancellor have been working behind the scenes all weekend. That work continues as we do everything we can to restore confidence and achieve stability.
Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn's refusing to budge despite having to deal with an ever-increasing list of resignations from his top team. The shadow business and culture secretaries both quit this lunchtime. Mr Corbyn's spokesman says they won't allow a coup in the back corridors in Parliament to succeed. But Labour MP John Mann has told Talk Radio there'll be more resignations to come.
There is a bit of a dichotomy in his approach. You know, I think part of his problem is people didn't know whether he was for the EU, against the EU, sat on the fence on the EU, hiding away on the EU, kind of all combined together. And that, I think, has kind of got people's back up a bit.
Three children remain in a serious condition after a rollercoaster crash in North Lanarkshire. Another has been discharged from hospital after the incident at a park in Motherwell yesterday afternoon. And the Queen's Swan Marker is urging people to keep their dogs under control near the birds after a number of them were killed. David Barber says there's been a series of attacks along the River Thames in Berkshire and Buckinghamshire. 83 cygnets were recorded during a count last year, down from 120 in 2014.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Home of Swan News.
It is.
Great.
Did you hear the... I'm surprised that you haven't picked up on that. The Quan, I said.
The Quan, yes. Quan. I did hear you say Quan.
You're just going to let that pass.
Well,
appreciate that.
You
it's
know,
very kind.
I didn't want to get in the way of the big Swan story.
No, good. I'm glad.
But you're
Let's tell you the weather. Fine and sunny for England and Wales. Some showers in the north. Breezy and cooler in Northern Ireland and Scotland with sunny spells and showers. Highs of 22 Celsius. In Uzbekistan, a dry and humid night for most. The lightest of winds offering little respite. Very humid with lows in Tashkent of 18 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much. Where are we going to go next with the weather?
Where would you like?
If you're just tuning in, we are obviously very inclusive. I mean, I realise that we voted to hate everyone, but we thought we'd take a sort of minor stand here in the studio this afternoon.
Well, we're a worldwide radio station.
Exactly.
Aren't we?
And welcome one, welcome all, I say.
I'd like the weather in El Salvador next.
That's fine, Dave.
El Salvador.
All right.
I'll do what I can.
Thanks very much, Toby. We'll have the weather in El Salvador in the next half an hour. Thank you very much. We've got some sport now, and I think Ben's not here.
No.
Ben's in having, very much having a baby.
He's had the baby.
Technically, his wife is now the only person in labour.
Yes. Yes. She was in labour.
Yeah.
This happened.
And she's resigned.
This happened on Friday. It was their celebration of the EU referendum. Yeah. They had a baby.
Yes. Well, that's basically an immigrant.
Hmm. I mean, well, the baby resigned from the womb.
That's a baby coming over here, resigning from the womb, walking out of the womb, right, and then coming into this country that's too full already.
Mm.
So full, isn't it? All these babies coming over here, taking our Rusk's breast milk.
Your Rusk's breast milk?
Yeah. Rusk's comma.
Breast milk.
Okay.
Exclamation, John.
Anyway, who's got the... Is it Partridge?
I think no.
No?
I suspect it might be Friday's political correspondent, Alex Dibble.
Alex Dibble might well have the sport. Let's find out. Talk Radio
Sports Update. Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Novak Djokovic has won the first set of his Wimbledon title defence against the Briton James Ward.
Dart into the room and see who's around.
There are eight Brits in action on a busy first day at SW19. Roy Hodgson set to start with Raheem Sterling, Daniel Sturridge and Harry Kane up front against Iceland tonight. The winner plays France in the quarterfinals of Euro 2016. These England fans in Nice are a bit nervous.
I mean, on paper we should beat them, but it's tournament football and we don't do it very well.
We need to be a bit more tacky and a bit more movement in midfield.
I went to watch Iceland against Austria at the start of defence and I saw passion there. I haven't seen that in our team.
Lionel Messi has announced his international retirement at the age of just 29.
Messi.
He missed a penalty in the Copa America final as Argentina lost their fourth major final in the last 9 years. French club Paris Saint-Germain has parted company with coach Laurent Blanc. He led PSG to 3 league titles but failed to get past the quarterfinals of the Champions League. And Nottingham Forest have appointed Philippe Montagnier as the Championship club's new head coach. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the mass resignations of Labour cabinet ministers and shadow MPs, Labour's official website has unveiled a new interactive game. It's called Post-Brexit Bingo. Players can choose which MPs they believe are next going to resign from their post, with the first to complete their bingo card getting the chance to run for the Labour leadership.
Thanks very much, Toby.
Thank you. That was
the news. Toby back in the next half an hour. And next, work experience punditry. Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right then, good afternoon, welcome along. It is Talk Radio, and today on the programme we are giving away positions in the Shadow Cabinet. Jeremy Corbyn, as you know, has announced a new one, but we're fully expecting some of those to start resigning within the next half an hour or so. So you could well have an in. Now, what they're saying is that we can all have a go sooner or later as everyone continues to accept the job and then leave it. So on your entry, please do note whether or not you'd like to be Shadow Health Secretary or in charge of Defence. You can also choose to stand for leader in the forthcoming Vote of No Confidence Leadership contest. And don't worry, if you're thinking I can't be in the Shadow Cabinet because no one's ever heard of me, that doesn't seem to be any kind of barrier. So this afternoon then, we are giving away positions in the Shadow Cabinet. The Talk Radio in the afternoon position in the Shadow Cabinet giveaway only on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. But now to the work experience punditry. And it comes courtesy of Cara, who joins us again like she did last week.
Hello.
Hi. Indicating to me that she still hasn't got a proper job. work experience, we don't have to pay her, that's why she's here. It's not the only reason, Cara.
You have got a proper job.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Well, mate. I mean, you can be in the shadow cabinet now. Everyone else is having a crack at it.
What role should I have?
You know, what would you do if you were given the opportunity to do any government shadow ministerial position? Cara, what would you go for? You can have health. Education.
Do you want to suggest a real one?
Well, if you like, yeah, just out of interest.
Oh, I don't know. Education.
You go for education?
Yeah. What would you go for?
Well, I'd fight you for that one, actually. no, I'd go for leader, obviously.
Clearly?
I mean, that's a given.
I mean, you're the captain in here.
Thank you. Steering this ship. you've got TV reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, as I mentioned earlier, given this... Because last week when we spoke, we were part of Europe.
Yes.
And now we're not. And I hope you haven't brought any more of that subtitled foreign muck over here.
No French thrillers this week.
Yeah, you have European dirt. We don't want any of that over here.
No, I watched...
Coming over here, taking our telly.
No, there is no foreign influence at all.
Okay, fine. What have you been watching?
So, first, I watched Reg, which we've got a clip for.
Okay.
Why was he told to stay out there? It was the end of their stint, wasn't it?
Tom knew the ropes, and we desperately needed the likes of him to remain out there for the handover in order to help the new batch of lads coming out from the UK.
You didn't stay then?
No, but the CEO who took over from me, Captain Phillips, he was more than up to the job. Excellent soldier.
He was 4 days off his 21st birthday.
Right, I realised we didn't really sort of know anything about that before we went in. And I'll be honest, I'm none the wiser.
Yes, okay, sorry, I'll inform you.
Yes, go on. What the hell was that?
So this was an hour and a half drama or kind of TV film length thing set in 2005 about the Iraq War. Reg Keyes, who was a real person, his son died in the Iraq War and he went on to... try and fight Tony Blair for his constituency in Sedgefield.
Yes.
And it was about that. Tim Roth played Reg Keyes. And I will now give you my review of it.
Okay, fine. I mean, that's sort of how it works. I mean, hey, look, the country, the rules of everything have gone out of the window, Cara, so why not join in? Just, yeah, there's a format, but we've
just
torn it up.
Me.
We've just torn it up. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore.
So.
When was it on?
It was on, I think it was the 6th of June.
Right.
At 9 p.m.
Okay, good.
So, yes. After the initial grieving.
Yes.
At the beginning, the father, Reg Keyes, who's played by Tim Roth, decides to stand for against Blair.
Yeah.
The drama follows his campaign and the effect of that on his wife and his other son. And it goes right up to election night, and that's when it ends.
Okay.
And I won't tell you what happens. So it was, if you know, weren't around at the time. It was brilliantly acted with Tim Roth as the main part. And he was a man who was kind of determined to expose what he saw as a miscarriage of justice and fueled by anger. But he was also kind of controlled and calm at the same time, which was quite impressive to watch someone who has clearly gone through something absolutely horrible. But he was... yeah, he was very controlled and kind of managed that, and that manifested itself in a political way as opposed to kind of lots of shouting and things like that.
Yeah.
I'd say that my one criticism was probably that a lot of the scenes had a similar atmosphere. Well, most of them, there wasn't much diversity in how the audience could respond to the whole thing. It was kind of, it was all...
It was a bit one note, is
yes,
that what you sort of
said? Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, it wasn't, that was a really scary scene, that was really horrible and that was really funny. It was... all kind of like, oh, what's going to happen next?
See, trying to get clips for that. That's why the clip was so sparse, because it was just silence
there
and
was
a
no
few words.
High points, yeah.
Some silence, yeah, and a few words. So yeah. I tried. That was as cogent a clip as I could find.
So you were tasked, Aidan, with finding the clip,
and
that was what you came up with.
I'm really sorry.
That's absolutely fine. I mean, you know,
that was a crucial plot point though, because his commander person who was speaking in that clip, that was him revealing to Reg, the father, that actually his son wasn't well equipped when he went into that battle.
Yes.
Thanks, Carl.
So was it... pull that out of the fire. was it... did it take a broad... I didn't see it, but did it take a sort of broader view of the Iraq war generally, or was it sort of narrowly focused down on this particular story? I mean, was it political?
It took it broadly, yes. Yeah. So it started... What was quite nice was that it started domestic, and it was about the family's tragedy at the very, very first 5 minutes. But it became much bigger political issue with him kind of... drawing on the other family's experiences and trying to get Tony Blair to say sorry to everyone for the whole going in the first place.
Yes.
So, it started small and macro.
Yes.
Is that the word?
Yes, if you like. Yeah. I don't know. It's your review, Cara. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Okay, good. That's Reg. Is it still available to watch?
Or? It is indeed, yes.
That's a good job. Otherwise, you've just wasted all of our time. So, where would we find it? iPlayer, etc.
iPlayer. It's one of the most popular things on iPlayer.
Okay, fine. What else are we talking about?
So, next I watched Born on the Same Day, which we've got a clip for there now. This was an hour-long documentary on Channel 4.
OK.
I was a really shy child. I have vivid memories of my mum getting me ready to go to children's parties. She had a coat with big buttons, and I can remember clinging on to that button and screaming. Poor mum, it must have been awful. She'd leave me at the garden gate, and I'd walk down and I'd knock on the door, give them the present, and then run down the path and go home with my mum. I didn't want to go to the party. I still don't like parties.
That's big buttons. If you're a child, can hang on to a button, that is a big button. I mean, that is a sizable,
really small baby,
sizable fastening device, isn't it? That. I mean, do we learn any more about the size of this button? I'm fascinated.
I don't know.
How big was this button?
Was it sort of button moon size? Kind of size.
They didn't. Well,
did she go down the pathway and follow Mr. Spoon at any point? Is that? Anyway, so, right, what was this about?
So, this is a documentary about three women.
Yes.
Who were all born on the 19th of September 1949. Yes. One of them was Twiggy, who I think was the person in that clip. One was a woman called Anne from Grimsby, and the other was Sylvia from Bolton. And it followed their lives from childhood through the decades. It went through the years and said what they were doing at 21, then what they were all doing at 30, and, you know, kind of compared them as it went along and showed photos and video clips, and it was quite good. A few kind of highlights it had, or, you know, peak moments. We had Anne's mother. She explained how her mother left her family when she was 10, and as she couldn't divorce her father in those days and she was pregnant by someone else.
Yeah.
And Sylvia's dad didn't come to her wedding because he thought she was too young. She was 17. And Twiggy, who started working in a hair salon and then became a model at 16. And they all spoke about the hardships they'd gone through with relationships and parents. And Sylvia described how immigration growth changed attitudes to race in Bolton in the 60s. And Twiggy spoke about her husband dying. And the most emotional bit was probably when Anne said that her mother asked her to find the daughter that she'd put up for adoption just before she died. So Anne went on to find her sister and found her when she was 50. That was kind of the ending-ish, and they're all about 50 when it ended.
So is that kind of we've seen several of these sort of things, haven't we, where they sort of follow these separate lives and compare and contrast as we go through them, which is interesting because was it sort of a reflection of how Britain was at the time, I guess.
It was more personal than that. It wasn't about Britain. It was very much about their three respective lives and how kind of, although we may think being rich leads to happiness. We had Twiggy explaining her hardships and how all of them had their different difficulties and different highlights, and all equally heartwarming.
Yes. So it's a heart. Was it feel good in the end? Was it a heartwarming?
I wouldn't go that far.
No. No.
It was interesting.
Have you brought us something to make us miserable in these?
It's
difficult
not miserable.
Times, oh, good. Fine.
It's not happy.
Wow. You sort of just described the mood in here. Generally speaking.
General ambivalence.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you, Cara. Stay there. What else are we going to be talking about next, by the way?
Glastonbury.
I wonder when you get around to that. Okay, fine. So that's Cara. She's doing work experience punditry TV today. We'll be back with more of it very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays to traffic heading away from Manchester on the westbound M62, where there are two lanes closed due to an accident between junction 12 for the Eccles interchange and junction 11 for Birchwood. Westbound M4 is still struggling in the Neathport Talbot area, where there was an earlier accident between junction 43 and 44. All lanes are now back open. And in Essex, the northbound A12 has queuing traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire. That's in the Kelvedon area. I'm David Moore.
When I dropped my phone, Vodafone got a replacement to me in just 4 hours. I had it in time to take that call from Frank, and on that call, Frank gave me the Paris job, which meant that Berlin and Milan came on board, and that turned into 6 months' work.
Super fast phone replacement with our new Business Premier plan. Free your business and be ready. Go in store or search Vodafone Business. Vodafone, power to you. Terms apply. Visit vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Monday afternoon. Good afternoon. Head of Glastonbury discussion for work experience punditry with Cara. Just time to get some of your reactions in. A lot of reactions coming in. Of course, it's Talk Radio. It's the home of reaction. You can react to 87222.
Sorry, message with
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, message with anyone you like.
And what's coming in, Aidan?
This just in from the outside world. Don't leave the house. Everyone is angry and arguing all the time.
Tracy
and Stratford, Jeremy Corbyn should never have punched that producer.
Yes, a lot of people saying that this afternoon. Right, okay, so do keep your reactions coming in, but now it's time to talk Glastonbury. Cara. And, well, it's TV reviewing. That's what it is. Work experience punditry. The next generation of pundits, critics and broadcasters road tested here on Talk Radio on a weekday afternoon because it doesn't cost us anything. So, Cara is here. We've already talked about Reg.
Yep.
And what was the other thing?
Born on the same day.
That's right. And now, I suppose we're going to Glastonbury coverage.
Yes. Did anyone watch Glastonbury?
I did see lots of it, actually. More than I normally do.
Oh, really?
I just happened to be able to this time. So, yes.
You did?
Yes.
Aidan?
Yeah. Not at all. I was working. And I don't know whether I deliberately distanced myself from it, because I knew everyone would be talking about it.
You're a big
I
haven't music seen fan.
I know, but I don't know. I just dropped off.
Yeah, you come on here and review new music.
I know.
Well, there's nothing new going on.
Let yourself down there, aren't you? We're going to be talking about Jeff Lynne in a minute. He's about 90 years old.
Yeah, well.
New music.
Dave?
I watched all of Coldplay last night and some of the other highlights off of the weekend.
Yes. Yeah. I got very bored with Adele.
Right. I didn't see Adele, actually.
I don't. I mean, I know everyone go, oh, Adele's so brilliant. Yeah. Not rubbish.
Yeah. Coldplay were very good, though, weren't they?
Coldplay were very good, yeah. But Adele, I mean, is it just me? Really?
No, it's not. I agree.
I mean, she's...
I agree.
I mean, she can sing a tune. But for God's sake, don't speak in the gaps.
I mean, say that about you. I mean,
beef.
That's fair. But you know, it's like, shut up.
No, I agree.
You know,
what was all the swearing about? What was all that about?
What, Adele was swearing?
Apparently so.
Goodness.
She did. I know. What a surprise. No, I just got quite bored with it. So I watched ZZ Top on the red button instead.
I had an argument with someone on Twitter while I was watching Coldplay about you.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. I just tweeted something about
me,
how good Coldplay was, and someone was like, nah, they're rubbish, lead or ponces. I'd side with John on this. I'd rather watch Motley Crue or something.
I would rather watch Motley Crue, that's fair.
I was
fair.
Just replying saying you like Coldplay, and we went to see Coldplay together like 2 months ago.
Yes, we did.
I shut them up.
Yeah. But I would have preferred Motley Crue.
Yeah, you and like four other people.
Had that been an option?
Three of those were in Motley Crue.
Yeah. I mean, if Coldplay had brought on Motley Crue instead of the Bee Gees, I'd have been way up for that. If Coldplay had performed Smoking in the Boys' Room with Nikki Six, two Ks, two Xs, out of Motley Crue, I'd have been great. Anyway, it's not just a review, it's Cara.
I was going to say, is this your review? Just asking us if we watched it.
So I was going to review ELO, Jeff Lynne's ELO set.
I didn't see that.
Which was on Sunday, 4 p.m.-ish, the Legend slot.
Yep.
Something like that.
And we've got a clip from this.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a great song, isn't it?
It's a good song, isn't it?
Good song.
Just makes you feel happy.
Good in your face, Adele, with your miserable ballads.
Why would you listen to a ballad when you could listen to that?
Exactly. Yeah, why would you listen to Hello? rather than Every Girl's Crazy About a Sharp Dressed Man. Why?
Hello is also the first line of Telephone Line, isn't it?
Yes.
How are you?
See?
So why listen to that, hello, when you listen to that?
We're making, but yes!
Just comparison.
You're absolutely
right.
The
opposites.
Yeah, but so go on then. What did you make of...
So they, Jeff Lynne's ELO were on the Pyramid stage.
Do we have to contractually call them Jeff Lynne's ELO?
Sounds like a sponsorship deal, doesn't it?
Because it's not all of them. They're not all there.
On the poster, it was very specific. Jeff Lynne was bigger than the ELO,
yes.
So I don't know what's going on.
I just don't think
also, ELO spells L-O.
Yeah, from the other side.
Weird. What would it be like if you got the Spice Girls together, but, you know, it was only Mel B?
Which is what they're doing, essentially. They've lost two of them, and it's for a reunion tour. And they're recruiting for new singers. So,
well, I could call it ELO for ease, if you like. I mean, it is the same music.
Fine.
Okay. So this slot was previously taken by people like Lionel Richie and Dolly Parton.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? See,
that's the key to a great song, isn't it?
There you go.
you've made it.
Yeah.
Now. So, and I think ELO well deserves the place of this slot. So they kicked off with Evil Woman and also played Turn to Stone, Living Thing and Sweet Talking Woman, as well as When I Was a Boy from his latest album, Alone in the Universe.
Yeah.
Hit after hit so far.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not listing like some of the less well-known ones, so, because you know, those are the best ones.
Fewer. Good. And in terms of, I mean, obviously it was wall-to-wall Glastonbury coverage over the weekend on the television. I mean, what did you make of it as a spectacle? Because, you know, it's hard. Is it to televise something and cover it all? Do you think the BBC did a good job on this kind of
thing? This was the only thing I saw.
Oh, you didn't see the rest?
No. Because I just thought there's so much. It's going to take you about a week.
What made you choose LO?
Well, I really like them already. Yes. Have a couple of albums like them in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was that's a why purposeful okay. target. But yeah. I think I'll also catch up on Squeeze and Madness.
Yes.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah. Maybe New Order.
No one cares what you think.
I watched a bit of Madness. That's it.
Oh, did
good.
You?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I watched some of Glastonbury, the whole of Glastonbury,
oh, yeah.
with my parents. I was visiting my parents this weekend, and on Friday night, my mum was saying things about the bands.
Okay,
so I just live tweeted my mum's reactions to Glastonbury, which I won't talk about now. But later we'll talk about this more. But essentially, it was. But then we watched. Then I made her watch Bring Me the Horizon.
Yes,
and she was just you know. I mean, you know what they sound like. And she just sort of, at one point, she just went, his jumper doesn't even fit him properly. So it was a joy to behold, my mum watching Glastonbury.
That does sound great.
So we'll be talking about that later on. But go on, carry on.
So overall, they had lots of musicians on stage. Obviously, ELO music requires a good string section and some good backing vocals. And they were all great. What I thought it lacked was a bit of kind of being more visually amazing. I mean, if you had, the music isn't dissimilar to Queen in the sense that there's a lot going on, there's lots of hooks going on in the background constantly.
Yeah.
But with Queen, you've got Freddie Mercury and great costumes. And I just felt it lacked a bit of, I don't know, exciting graphics or lights.
They were in the afternoon, weren't they? They're just always hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's difficult to do
there
that.
There was you've no darkness.
Wait. Exactly. Yeah. Were they there?
They got good costumes.
They've got good costumes. I once saw The Darkness live. And
did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
And Justin Hawkins came out over the audience in roof level. This was at Alexandra Palace. In a great big paper mache pair of boobs.
I saw that, but in Paris.
Yeah.
I ran bizarrely, went to see The Darkness in Paris.
Yes.
Just walking past and there was the big boobs.
Yes. And it was like, well, okay, that's a bold opening gambit, but fine. So what you're saying is Jeff Lynne didn't do that.
He definitely didn't do that.
No.
He stood very still from what
I saw. Yeah. He wasn't very moving.
I have an issue with, right, because some bands, you know, some front men or women will talk to the crowd. But there's a fine line. So you go, Matt Bellamy, because Muse, obviously, he didn't say anything, did he? He said three words.
He's never spoken a word in his life, Matt Bellamy.
He said three actual words on stage that night. And then you get the opposite end of the scale, Adele, who just won't shut her chavvy mouth. Shut up! Give it a rest! I mean, God! Gee, I don't want to hear that.
Did you watch a bit where Coldplay's piano didn't work and Chris Martin had to send the band off for a sin bin?
Yes, I did watch that.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was weird. Because the piano didn't work, but then stayed playing the piano while everyone else did.
Yeah. So it was tuned up wrong.
Anyway,
they played Mr. Blue Sky, which made everyone happy.
How many times?
There we go.
Oh, just once.
Oh, what? I'd have wanted at least three.
It's the one everyone knows.
Start with it, end with it.
Yeah.
Chuck it in the middle, just in case.
And then get off.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cara, thank you so much.
Do you want to score?
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Well done, you remembered. Yes, you have to, of course, mark all of this week's television that you've seen out of 10.
I would say 8.
Oh, pretty high.
Yeah.
High.
Strong. Right.
There we go. Cara, thanks.
Thank you.
Much indeed. Go away now. So next, we on the programme, still to come, a diversity paper review, more news in haikus. We'll go on to the streets to find out what the people think, and a very special version of, if you're a regular listener, you know how we take the haters' texts and tweets and read them out live from the lift. Ordinarily by Con, who works on the show, as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. He's still at Glastonbury. He's not even left there yet. So we're going to go over live to him for a Glastonbury special edition of Condescending. All coming on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Here's Toby with the news.
We should know who the new Tory leader and therefore Prime Minister will be by September the 2nd. The party's 1922 committee, which oversees leadership elections, says nominations will open on Wednesday and close at noon on Thursday, adding they don't want a prolonged campaign. MP Graham Brady is the chairman of the 1922 committee.
The 1922 executive encompasses a range of opinion, including both sides of the referendum debate, and this was a unanimous view that we really ought to move as swiftly as we can reasonably.
Jeremy Corbyn says he won't resign or allow a coup as a series of resignations from his shadow cabinet continues. One of the most significant people to quit is the former shadow business secretary Angela Eagle, who used to fill in for him at Prime Minister's Questions. She says having Mr Corbyn in charge just isn't working.
One of the first things that a Labour leader has to do is be able to communicate to the country and our voters. And yet, a few days before the EU referendum, over 50% of them didn't know what our position was.
Meanwhile, in the last few minutes, Luciana Berger, the shadow mental health minister, has become the latest to resign her position, citing Corbyn's failure to unite the party. And Ireland's parliament has been recalled to discuss keeping borders open with Northern Ireland. Dublin is also concerned that people rushing to get passports after the EU vote is affecting the service issuing them. Anyone born in Northern Ireland or whose parents are Irish automatically qualify for citizenship, meaning they'd have full EU travel rights. Now to your weather, fine and sunny for England and Wales, some showers in the north, breezy and cooler in Northern Ireland and Scotland with sunny spells and showers, highs of 22 Celsius, and in El Salvador, a day of mixed weather ahead, dry until mid-afternoon when thundery showers will hit, generally hot and humid with highs in San Salvador of 29 Celsius.
Thank you very much. We are being weather inclusive, just to prove that we are not the haters of Britain that have been winning their hate fueled campaign. We are inclusive to the world. Yeah, exactly. We are inclusive to the world, so we're doing the weather in different places just to show some love at this difficult time.
Anywhere else?
We've got requests actually.
Yeah,
from Carl Sample on Twitter. Could we do the South Pole next?
There you go.
The South Pole's weather.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much, Toby. All of that coming, and next we will go out onto the streets to find out what the people think.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Sackings, resignations, promotions, demotions. You know, they used to say a week is a long time in politics. Forget that. This is modern life, modern pace. One day is a long time. So who knows what's going to happen on the next Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Is that Jeremy Corbyn? Tell him I'm busy. I can't take a position in the shadow cabinet. They can't afford me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
They really can't afford him.
How much of change have you got in your pocket?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, hang on, look.
I've got
26p.
I got a fiver, mate. Well, we're over.
We've got £5.26, and that is way more. Paul Ross would get out of bed for much less than that. Paul Ross would pay us £5.26 just to turn up and speak. Anyway, some more resignations coming in. I said we'd keep you abreast of it, and Paul was right. It is changing moment by moment, really. We're now getting news that Colin Gurth has resigned. He, of course, was the Secretary for Underpinning. He's gone, and coming in to fulfil his role is Liam Balboa. So Liam Balboa is in, Secretary for Underpinning, and Colin Gurth is out. Of course, we'll keep that information coming to you as the afternoon wears on. But what do the people... The people have certainly spoken, as we know. But the question is, what do they think? Out on the streets, if you have a quick look now, out of a window, if you're near one, or a door... or a cell, you might be able to see that there are streets outside, and those streets are often teeming with people. And the people think. And we like to go out onto those streets to find out what the people think on a daily basis, because it's democracy in action. And today's no exception. We've been out on the streets to find out, do the people think safety pins or nougat?
Safety pins. Safety pins. Nougat.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
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 Nougat. Safety pins.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat. Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
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 Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Nougat. Safety pins.
Nougat.
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 Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
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 Safety pins.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
Safety pins.
Nougat.
And there we go. That's what the people think. And we know how that works after last week. But that's the point. It's over to you. Okay, the people think safety pins or nougat, and roughly split there down the middle. But what do you think? You could swing this either way. Do you think safety pins? If you do, 87222.
Start your message with the word safety pins.
Yes.
Or nougat.
Yes. Or do you think nougat?
Start your message with the word safety pins.
Or nougat. Yes. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word safety pins or nougat.
That's right. What do you think? Do you think safety pins or nougat? Let us know this afternoon. We'll find out. Still to come, the Diversity Paper Review, by the way. Diversity Paper Review. New Diversity Paper Reviewer.
Mm.
Yes. We'll be in today to review the papers. We still have to talk to Cornelius, who is at Glastonbury still. He'll have the texts and tweets from the haters. The big debate at 3 o'clock. And, of course, today's mystery quiz is a mystery theme tuned Monday mystery quiz. That'll be happening as well. And we will have guest as the comedian Steve joins us to tell us how to pronounce his name correctly. All coming on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Van Buster now on. 600 by 1000 mil Qdox double panel radiator, just £35. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Iceland. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Applies to 90 minutes only, max stake £10, singles only. All winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com, 18+, gambleaware.co.uk.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you. So with each promotional tyre you buy, we'll give you a spin of Jaffa's Wheel, where you could win 25% off aircon recharge, a free 40-point brake check, 20% off your service, and much more. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18+, UK only, content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still delays to traffic heading away from Manchester on the westbound M62, where there are two lanes closed due to an accident between junction 12 for the Eccles interchange and junction 11 for Birchwood. Westbound M4 is still struggling in the Neathport Talbot area, where there was an earlier accident between junction 43 and 44. All lanes are now back open. And in Essex, the northbound A12 has queuing traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire. That's in the Kelvedon area. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's coming up to a time on a day. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. A lot of your reactions coming in this afternoon. Aidan, what's been coming in? We've got resignations galore. We've got reactions. We are keeping you abreast, by the way, of any resignations as they happen.
Yeah, so resignations. Minister for Vegetable Growth, Christopher Pulse, has just announced his resignation.
Yes.
He called his position within the party simply unbearable. No one cared about the vegetables anymore. Alan Titchmarsh is reportedly interested in taking his place in the cabinet. Brian from Barnsley sent that.
Thank you, Brian. From Barnsley, if you've got a resignation that you know about, then do keep us abreast of that as well. The whole thing, of course, is becoming very, very complicated. That is the issue. It's difficult to keep up at the speed of events, but I mean, that's the problem with the news in general. It is, as you know, Aidan, because you've been doing work experience, and so you've been exposed to this now.
It is
complicated.
It is. These last few days have been even more complicated than usual. I don't know where it is. I can't get me around.
No, well, that's why we can help you, of course, because on this programme, it's where we take the news and make it easier to understand, to make it a little bit more accessible. And we do that by breaking it down to its component parts. And when you break the news down, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Osborne finally appears, says he has a plan. Phew, that's all right then.
The news in haikus. And now it's time for today's diversity paper review. We may well be reviewing the papers, but so what? I hear you cry. Thank you. So what? Let me explain why and so what. It's because, well, we're a talk radio station and reviewing the papers is what we do. That's what has to happen. However, we, this programme that is, in the afternoons, is quite simply the most diverse programme in broadcasting, as I'm sure you know, and I'm sure that will annoy the people of Newcastle who are racist. But no. Not here. No, sir. The most diverse programme on the radio, and the reason is because we invite a different diversity each day to review the papers for us. Today we have a brand new paper reviewer, a diversity paper reviewer. Hello, Rob Wong.
Hi.
What sort of diversity are you, Rob?
I'm a Chinese man.
Excellent news.
It's great.
I'm sure it is. I mean, there are loads of you.
There's a fair few of us.
Yeah. So, Rob, thanks for coming in. What have you got? What are you reviewing for us today? What have you got? I wonder what's in the papers.
I know, I wonder.
Yeah.
I found this breaking news.
Yes.
Five things I can't live without from Olympic gold medalist Denise Lewis. OBE,
wow.
Everyone. OBE.
It's good already.
I mean, this is... I struggle to understand why this isn't front page material. I really do struggle. So, I mean, you're obviously all sitting there dying to know what these five things are.
I can't begin to wait.
I mean, first up on the list, absolute top priority, the one thing that Olympic gold medalist Denise Lewis cannot live without.
Yes.
Take a guess.
I'm going to say it's a sort of combination of oxygen and hydrogen.
I mean, it's a very strong guess, but she's actually gone for the yoga mat. The one, number one
she
thing...
She can't live without a yoga mat.
She cannot live without is apparently a yoga mat.
Wow.
I mean, I've gone 24 years strong without a yoga mat, and I seem to be doing all right.
You have not lived, Rob.
I know.
You know, imagine how much better your life would be if you had a yoga mat. I mean, you just don't know what lofty heights it could elevate you to.
Maybe that's why I'm not an Olympic gold medalist. I don't have an OBE.
That could be it.
It's what, just the yoga
does she
mat.
Explain why she wants it?
I kind of lost interest in the article at that point. When she put yoga mat at number one, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
She also has a smartphone.
Right.
Tea.
Okay.
I can't even. Chestnut lip liner. What even is that?
Chestnut lip liner?
Chestnut lip liner. I don't know.
Is that, I mean, is that, you know when you line a drawer or something with a with that paper that's designed to keep moths away? You know, that lavender-smelling paper that old people have?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old people who voted us out.
Yeah.
They don't like moths. They don't like foreigners, do they, the old people? And they line their drawers, didn't they? Well, my nana, she used to do it. She used to line the drawers. One drawer to keep the moths out, lavender paper. Another one, just front pages of the Daily Mail. She'd line it with that to keep the foreigners away from her clothes. Because foreigners, she said, they come over here, don't they, nibbling holes in our clothes. Oh, Jonathan, she said, oh, and the foreigners, they nibble holes in our clothes, aren't they? It's like Pam Ayres for some reason there. Oh, they come over here, nibbling the holes in our clothes. My nana was Pam Ayres. And it's like that. So what it is was it again Denise Lewis?
Denise Lewis. Right?
What she does is she lines the inside of her lip. She has a big moth problem in her lip with her face.
I mean, yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah, and so all moths get in and nibble holes in her tongue. So she lines the inside of her lips with that chestnut liner, and it keeps moths out of her mouth. And that's
why she does
that's
it.
That's why she does it, Rob.
There's a very dangerous joke about lining your lips with the Daily Mail. Which,
should we not?
Yeah. Okay. And her finally on her list is the relaxation room.
What's that? Is that a room? What is that?
It's a quiet corner of our house that I've created to chill out and lounge in.
How hateful. I mean, that's just... Why doesn't she just...
Sit on a sofa.
Sit on a yoga mat in a... Show. There's this image of Denise Lewis we've now all got, isn't it? Sort of not needing to breathe, but instead sitting on a yoga mat, just opening her mouth every now and again to burp a moth out into a relaxation space.
They are actually the five things that she needs, but just the yoga mat at the absolute top, paramount,
yeah.
Is just too great.
Yeah, I mean, it's very Desert Island Discs, isn't it? If she could pick one thing, it obviously would be a yoga mat. And she put up with the moth thing in the mouth, but she would not want to do yoga.
I once sat behind Denise Lewis at a boxing match. Just to chuck in a Denise Lewis anecdote.
Non-ecdote.
Great. A little Denise.
You sat behind Denise. Was she on a yoga mat?
No. I've just been scrolling through my phone.
Did she?
Found the picture.
Did you take a picture
of
the
back of Denise Lewis's head?
What?
You have genuinely got a picture of the back of Denise Lewis's head. That is true. Although, I'm not to know that's Denise. I've only got your word for it. I can't see the front of Denise Lewis.
I think you've just seen the back of someone's head and you thought, that looks a bit like Denise Lewis.
Definitely Denise Lewis.
What proof do you have of this?
Well, it's Denise Lewis, mate. Definitely was.
It's just someone's head. I can't see that. You could tell me that was Lewis from Lewis Collins from The Professionals, and I'd have to believe you.
It's just a silhouette.
It's 100% Denise Lewis, though.
All right, I believe you.
I don't.
Trying to find proof.
We're not that interested, Dave.
Well, you've been making a fuss about it.
You started it.
Just trying to bring a bit of, you know, Denise Lewis.
We've just established we think she's mental. We don't want Denise Lewis.
Well, maybe I have.
Did she have a yoga mat?
No.
Did she have moths?
No.
Did she have, what else was on the list? A smartphone, probably.
Yes,
smartphone.
She did. She took a photo of the back of my head.
Cup of tea.
Anyway, great story, everyone. What else have you got? Rob, what else have you got in your...
Next up, from the Mirror, Prince's guitar has been on sale.
Right.
What kind of ballpark figure do we think it went for?
Paisley ballpark figure. clever. I would say... That, oh, that's good. That's going to be a lot, isn't it? That's going to be...
it's going to be a fair amount.
$25,000.
£700,000.
Neither of you are right. It's £103,000.
Oh, I was closer.
Much as I thought. Yeah, much closer.
That's quite a lot of money, though.
I don't know. Do we know who bought it? I mean,
it was Jim Irsay.
Oh, Jim! Oh, it's classic Jim.
He's got loads of cash.
Oh, yeah, that's Jim for you, isn't it? It's the owner of American football team, the Indianapolis Colts.
What?
I actually genuinely saw
Colts. That was Cavill.
Yes.
So he apparently has £103,000 just knocking around.
Yeah.
What a life.
Yeah.
I mean, this is less good than my Denise Lewis story, but I... This is genuinely true.
Behind Prince's guitar.
I genuinely sat behind a man in an Indianapolis Colts baseball cap yesterday and had to Google the logo, and that's the second time in 2 days that the Indianapolis Colts have come into my life. It's not a great story.
I prefaced it with that.
Wait, so who were you sat behind?
Just a man wearing an Indianapolis Colts baseball cap backwards. I was like, oh, what's that logo?
And have you got a picture?
Don't start him. He'll start scrolling. Oh, no, hang on a minute, guy. Just talk amongst yourselves. I'll find my picture of a man's hat.
There's pictures of Denise Lewis.
No, it's not Denise Lewis. It can be anyone.
100% is Denise Lewis.
It could be Denise Robertson from this morning.
It's not.
She's dead. All right, admittedly, that person's alive, so it's not her. Although I don't know when it was.
She was alive. Well, you remember exactly when this was, actually, John, because this is a better story that you'll probably enjoy.
I very much doubt it.
That boxing match is the night that I went out on a Saturday night when me and you used to do a radio show at 6.30 on a Saturday and Sunday morning.
Oh, yes.
And I went out and got so horribly drunk that I woke up at 6.27 a.m.
And just wasn't there.
Just weren't. Didn't go to the show.
Dave's producing skills right there. Was that when you went to that strip club with thingy from the programme?
Can't say who it is.
Can't I?
Wasn't the strip club. The sex club.
Dave went to a sex club, right?
Right.
With a well-known actor.
Who?
I'm not saying it.
You don't want me to say, do you? No. Can I say?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Give us a clue.
He's terrifying. He's terrifying.
Was it The Rock?
No, but I can also... No, but the...
I'm going to say it is.
No, because I can't guarantee that he was there. He was there in the preceding moments.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually see him.
He went to a
sex
club with a well-known actor.
Yeah. That's fine. That's all you need to know. He's terrifying.
But who?
It's terrifying.
Yeah, but who was it?
I'll write it down.
That's your only clue.
I'll write it down. Hang on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no. Oh.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Are these webcams on?
I hope so. I'm now holding it in front of the webcam. I don't know whether it works or not, but that's who Dave went to a sex club with. And apparently, I mean, without being too graphic about it, Dave and this well-known actor watched as a woman, let's say, expelled gravy.
Is that what you're into?
I mean, that's not clearly...
Can I just say that's categorically not true? They watched that, but I had fallen asleep on the toilet because I was so drunk.
So the actor, this man,
yeah,
watched a lady expel gravy in the vicinity of Dave asleep on a toilet. You're right. That is a better story than your Denise Lewis one. I'll give you that.
That is pretty good.
Well, I was building up to it.
What else have you got, Rob?
I've got this picture of Mariah Carey from the mirror.
That's taken from her mirror. What?
No, not.
What?
It's the only way to get a tactical shot of Mariah Carey, just through the mirror. No, from the Mirror newspaper.
Right.
You've heard of that one?
I have. Yes.
This is a picture that they've decided to print. Again, somehow not front page with today's going on.
What's the big story to do with that?
It's just basically, does she realise she's not properly dressed herself?
To be fair, in that picture, Mariah Carey does appear not to have put any pants on.
Where was it?
Oh, in front of you at a boxing match, probably.
She...
Oh, John, I've got a story about that. Have you, Dave? Yeah. I was in Ryman's, John, and in front of me, there was Mariah Carey wearing a hat.
I got a picture of the back of her head.
Haven't you got a Mariah Carey story, or is that someone else?
It's not me.
Oh.
Not that I'm going to tell you, anyway. On air. I only met her that once. She didn't call me in. Right.
Not surprised.
All right, what?
From what I've heard.
What? Unbelievable. Right, so this has turned into a really interesting story.
So bizarre, isn't it?
Everyone's got a story. Yeah. Me and Mariah, Dave and him.
You nearly said it, then.
I did.
You nearly said it.
I did nearly say his name.
I nearly said it. I nearly filled in the gap there.
Guys, don't.
You're genuinely on edge a bit, aren't you?
Yeah. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, to me.
No, I'd be telling the world.
I mean, if he came after you, you'd know about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because he's scary, you're right.
I think you would actually die.
Yeah.
If he was after you, guys.
Yeah. His coat. So it's the big debate is coming. Thanks, Rob, by the way.
No worries.
We're done now.
It's been good fun.
Yeah.
All right, bye then.
That was Rob. He's our new diversity pay-per-view, and he is a...
Chinese bloke.
So, Big debate still to come. Guest comedian Steve Bezuzu will be our guest as well. Plus, it's today's mystery quiz, all coming on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio as well. I'm John Holmes. And look, here's Toby. He's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Tories set out PM election timetable, Corbyn refusing to quit, and full coaster horror revealed.
Talk Radio.
We'll know which MPs are in the running to be the new Prime Minister by Thursday. Nominations for the Conservative Party leadership will open on Wednesday. An announcement of who's won will be made by the 2nd of September at the latest. Many feel whoever it is should immediately call a general election to give he or she a proper mandate to rule. But MP Graham Brady, the chairman of the 1922 committee, which oversees Tory leadership elections, says he doesn't agree.
We have just been given a very clear steer, direction by the people of Britain. We have a big and complicated task to accomplish. It's entirely reasonable to expect that the government should embark on that, seek to negotiate as good an outcome as we can before the people are asked to approve or reject that in a general election.
This comes following the government's first cabinet meeting since the UK voted to leave the European Union. David Cameron has put together a unit to start the divorce process, but he says it'll be down to the next government to deliver it. Jeremy Corbyn says he won't resign or allow a coup as the resignations from his top team continue. The shadow business and culture secretaries are among those to have quit. Labour MP Wes Streeting told Julia Hartley Brewer the party is in complete disarray.
There's a vacuum of leadership from the government and there's no sign of effective opposition or alternative government. And that worries me because it's very clear that we are looking at a general election in around 5 months with Brexit Boris on the march with UKIP in tow. And given how momentous the decision taken by the public was last week and the implications for the future of our country, this is not really what politics should look like today.
Boris Johnson has boasted that the markets are stable, just as trading of RBS shares were briefly suspended this morning. The publicly backed bank has stocks have slumped more than 14%. The FTSE is down heavily again today, and the dollar's fallen to a new 31-year low. The pound, sorry, has fallen to a new 31-year low against the dollar. Chancellor George Osborne had appealed for calm before markets opened, insisting the UK is open for business. And a teenager injured in a roller coaster crash says she thought she was going to die when it came off the rails and dropped 20 feet to the ground. Katie McArdle posted on Facebook she's never been so scared when a tsunami ride derailed at the amusement park in Motherwell yesterday. 10 people were taken to hospital, including 8 children. 3 youngsters remain in a serious condition. Justin Garvanovich is the founder of the European Coaster Club. He told Talk Radio he understands why Brits may be scared of roller coasters now after the Alton Towers Smiler crash last year.
It's a shame to have to lump Alton Towers last year into this, because it was a human error that caused that one, as opposed to this one. To have two in just over a year is absolutely unprecedented. I've been looking through my records, and there hasn't been anything else in between anywhere. So it is very strange, and it's such a shame for this country.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Not sure looking through your records is any help. I mean, I look through my records, you know, sometimes.
What's your favourite?
Playing them. I'm quite keen on my Pink Floyd The Wall vinyl.
Fair enough.
You know, but just not looking through them doesn't really help anything.
No, maybe not.
What's the weather?
It's fine and sunny for England and Wales, yes. Although it doesn't look like that at the moment. Some showers in the north.
Just you glancing out the window doesn't really give you an overview of England and Wales.
This is a general overview of the English and Welsh weather, and I am currently in England, so I'm clearly disappointed with my own weather forecasting skills.
Yes.
Some showers in the north. Breezy and cooler in Northern Ireland and Scotland with sunny spells and showers. Highs of 22 Celsius. And in Antarctica,
yes.
Cloudy this morning, followed by a fairly cloudy day with little wind. Those clouds, keeping temperatures considerably higher than normal for this time of year, where average temperatures are minus 52 Celsius. Today, still wrap up warm if you're heading out, but only moderately so, with temperatures at the Amundsen Scott South Pole weather station expected to reach the heady heights of minus 40 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. We're doing the weather for around the world in a more inclusive way, given post this post-Brexit world we find ourselves in. So it's weather around the world. Where should we head next?
Got one more, haven't you?
I think let's go to San Jose in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
There you go.
No problem.
Weather. Toby will bring us the Costa Rican weather in around half an hour's time. Now, I think, is it Alex with the sport? Alex has got the sport, and he's bringing it to us live from the 2003 shock and awe military strike on Baghdad.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dillon. Reports in Argentina claim the country's first team squad could be decimated by the retirement of their captain.
If Messi does win,
that's South American football expert Tim Vickery reacting to the news that Messi's told media in Argentina he's quitting the international game. Manchester City's Sergio Aguero is just one of the names mentioned in newspapers there, as someone on the verge of walking out as well. Raheem Sterling is set to start England's Euro 2016 last 16 tie with Iceland tonight. He was left out against Slovakia after being criticised for his performance against Wales. England-Iceland is live on our sister station TalkSport at 8. And there are 8 Britons in action on day 1 of Wimbledon, but one of them, Kyle Edmund, has already lost in straight sets to Adrian Manarino of France. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That's Alex Dibble, live from the 2003 military strike. Shock and awe on Baghdad. Thanks very much, Alex. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, yes, and I am John Holmes. And more breaking news, as you'd expect. The news is moving very, very quickly at the moment to do with all these resignations. And we've just heard that Big Ben has resigned. And, the tower with the bell inside, that's actually called Big Ben, not the tower itself, of course, with the clock on the front, has, in the last few minutes, walked away from the Houses of Parliament, saying it's lost confidence in it. It's triggered a race as to what will become the new tower at the side of Parliament. In the running, the orbital one from the Olympic Park, the post office one from the centre of London, and the KFC Zynga Tower in a bun that's made of spicy chicken has also thrown its name into the box. The news again, Big Ben has resigned. Walked away from the Houses of Parliament, saying it's lost confidence in it. More on that in the main news with Toby at 3:30 this afternoon.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. Uh, So, on Talk Radio at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we tackle the issues, of course, that everybody is talking about. And you'll well know after this weekend that the people have spoken. Some people like the way the people had spoken. Other people think the people are mental. But can we be sure of one thing? And that one thing we can be sure of, or can we, is that everything that's happened in the last 4 days is because of people. So the question, of course, is that is it time for people to now resign? Should people just go? Well, on the line, listening to that, and very much against people, is John. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks, yeah. So you are listening to that. This is all the fault of people. Should we just get rid of people now?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen that Twilight Zone episode where the man survives a nuclear holocaust?
Yes, I think I probably
have. Yeah, it's absolute paradise. Imagine free housing, no NHS waiting lists, endless jobs, yeah. No immigrants, and no ITV. All achievable if we get rid of people.
And there you go. And if that doesn't lay out the argument in perfect terms, I don't know what does. Let's lay that argument out to Joe, who's on the other line and listening to that, but thinks people should stay, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely do, John, and what I hear there from John is complete pie-in-the-sky sort of utopian, oh, you know, this is what it'll be like if we finally get rid of people. Well, I simply don't think that's the case. People are good for the environment. They breathe in O2 and they breathe out CO2, which helps fuel trees. Otherwise, trees would suffocate. And with no trees, there'd be no fruit. And I don't know whether that is the world that John wants to live in. Perhaps it is.
John, come back on that. Do you want to live in a world without fruit? Because that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, first of all, I'd just say he's an idiot. But people are dirty, they smell, and they carry diseases. You know, if it wasn't for people, I wouldn't be here speaking to you now from an STI clinic. You know, yeah. I think this is just typical what he says of these debates. You have people coming on, these kind of left-wing intellectuals come on with their facts.
Yeah.
The British public, as we know from the Brexit, aren't interested in facts. What they want is firebrand scaremongering. And that's why I would say to him, Adolf Hitler.
Look, can I just say, you know, what John said, I'm ringing from a kitten sanctuary at the moment, and that wouldn't be there if it wasn't for people. So, you know, what are you saying about people, STIs? You know, you can have STIs without people, and you can't have kitten sanctuaries without people. So, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't quite balance out, because you could have kittens, because this is what people are saying. So if we get rid of people but leave animals, and it's interesting you brought kittens into it, kittens would eventually bond together, form their own kind of sanctuary. You know, just it doesn't. It's like a church. It doesn't have to be a building. It just has to be a place where kittens go for sanctuary, doesn't it?
It's not the same, though, is it? It's not the same to just bring a bunch of kittens. You can't get them all. You can't make them race each other. You can't give them balls of string. Who's going to make string if there's no people anymore?
Well, I mean, the point is, what if we do get rid of people and there are just animals? Eventually, and you won't like this, John, eventually animals will evolve back into people like they did last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they'd be better than us. It's people who've started all the world's wars, despite what Mel Gibson will tell you. I think you get rid of people and you get rid of 100% of terrorists and a small number of politicians. You know, it's a start, isn't it?
Well, what if we swap places with animals? Would that be all right? I mean, let's look at the... I mean, it's happened before, of course, with the planet...
Yeah, with Julia.
Yes, and yes, exactly. And the Planet of the Apes, of course. I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, that's apes on horses with guns. They were in charge... You know, of the people, rounding them up in nets, cages, and so forth. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that per se. I think what we're suffering from here, in some ways, is a lack of historical accuracy and knowledge.
Yeah.
As we know from science, people have only existed for 6,000 years.
Yeah.
Since the smashed potato Martians ejaculated over modern-day Nairobi, and in so doing. Killed the dinosaurs and started an eternal war with the lizard people. Yes. It's all there in David Icke's book.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that the problem is that people also contain the ghosts of dead aliens, as we know from L. Ron Hubbard, in the form of hot white goo. And these ghosts are desperate to escape. You know, so I think that's what people should be doing. Go down, there's designated places, often near roundabouts in Maidenhead.
Yep.
Go and let your goo go.
Yes. Let me just bring in the other one there.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Thanks. I mean, he's got a point, hasn't he? There, in that, you know, without people, people are the cause of all problems, aren't they? And that, you know, you can't argue with that. And if you got rid of them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if everyone just followed the Corbyn cabinet idea and just resigned from out of the world, then we are, aren't we, Joe, heading towards this utopia? I mean, it's...
No, well, look, I mean, for a start, were the smashed potato Martians people? I don't think they were, and it's very clearly led to a lot of problems, as we heard, the war with the Lizard Kingdom. So,
yes,
clearly, things that aren't people are causing problems. But also, John is being blandly and willfully historically selective. There were times, he's right, when the world wasn't ruled by humans. There were fish, sort of crab-like creatures of the dominant species about 360 million years ago, and then there was no National Health Service. Dinosaurs ruled the world.
Yes, but at the same time, obesity wasn't a problem, was it, back then? You see, have you ever seen an obese crab creature? No.
Well, I mean,
no.
There were.
I mean, it's a simple
problems.
Yes or no, Joe. Have you ever seen an obese crab creature?
Whether or not I've seen one is beside the point. Well, and I think that's probably something over the coming weeks and months we can decide, you know, about obese crab creatures and how they're going to fit into the new, you know, integrated world and outward-looking world that we're looking at.
What do you make of this? This is, obviously, you know, the news keeps breaking this afternoon, and this is the news now that they're thinking of getting rid of people because that's the crux of all the problem. All the people in this country are going to be led into the sea to drown, like in the Pied Piper. And they've hired Chris Martin, as you know, and Adele, to sing the population into a river, right? And this is Chris Martin singing, of course, and then Adele just swearing at them as they die in a chav's voice, right? As all the people in Britain go into the water. Now, what do you say to that? Are you for that?
Well, I mean, that's obviously only a basic beginning. That's only the people in Britain. Are the people of France going to follow Chris Martin singing Viva La Vida as they wander into some ice? That's, you know, if you think destroying all of Britain's people is the solution, it's simply not. Because
well, it's a start, though, isn't it? I mean, this is the problem. Because, I mean, what do you think, John? Do you think that's a start, and then maybe the other nations will follow on? If Britain leads by example by killing all of its people, then surely the rest of the world will follow.
I think we need to put people down. I mean, this is what Farage has been saying. And I advocate a points system, much like himself. And I think if you've got enough, then you get to be put down. You know, if you're a paedophile or a terrorist or you vote Labour, you qualify. Or lots of little offences like putting a cat in a bin or eating hummus.
Yes. Well, that's. I mean, would you, given the choice, who would you let Chris Martin sing into the river to death first? Would that be a terrorist or would it be someone who eats hummus?
Probably, if it's between those two, the hummus person, because that affects me directly more, I think. But if it was out of anyone, I'd say probably Anton Deck.
And, Joe, on that argument, I mean, you know, is there anyone, you're four people in general, as we've established, but would you know, is there anyone we could agree to disagree that you would happily see Chris Martin drown in a river?
There's two or three, but I mean, a lot of them, sort of Bruce Forsyth, you think, you know, is it necessary? Do we need to...
Bruce Forsyth.
He's on his way anyway.
Yeah.
So you know, what's the point in having Chris Martin...
So spare him the river. Forsyth the river.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not really what I asked. I mean, I said, who would you put?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm just saying there's people I'd like to put in the river, but actually, are they going to die quite soon anyway? You know, Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't like her, but she's eating so much sort of superfood broccoli stuff that, you know, maybe it would be good to put her in the sea so that she wouldn't sort of plague us with that any longer, because she could go on for about 50, 60 years.
Right, so you'd think, with a sad irony, really, Chris Martin... sings his ex into the waves.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, but it's better than having a head put in a box by Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, well,
new
that
kind
is
kind of conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, but with
from life itself.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, that's how we should look at it. Maybe that's what the suggestion is that we unconsciously uncouple people from this earth.
Absolutely,
that's food for thought, isn't it? There. It's
food for thought, but I think, to be honest, we don't want to rush this sort of thing. You know, I can see the flaws in humans. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not saying humans get everything right. But what I am saying is, you know, they are good for our economy. People like barbers rely on humans. You can't, you know, they can't all retrain as sort of tree sculptors, hedge sculptors. And, you know, for barbers, I'm not saying for everyone, but for barbers, humans are important.
Right, OK. Well, no, fair point. I mean, there are arguments there on both sides, of course. Let me just sum up the debate in one word. Joe, sum that up for us, just in a word.
Porcupine.
Thank you very much. And the same to you, John. People or not people, in a word, please.
Stultifying.
Thank you. Thank you. That's John and Joe, very much for and against the notion of people. Now, do you have an opinion about people? Should we keep people, or after the events of the last 4 days, can people not be trusted, and should they be led into a river by a singing Chris Martin and drowned while Adele swears at them in her chav's voice? Give us your opinion on that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any words you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only, content streamed to compatible device, full terms at nowtv.com.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Iceland. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Applies to 90 minutes only, max stake £10, singles only. All winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com, 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's heavy traffic still on the westbound M62 heading away from Manchester due to an accident which has closed two lanes between junctions 12 and 11, also causing congestion on the M60 back to junction 13. The London bound M4 in Berkshire has a lane closed just before junction 7 for Slough West, causing slow traffic in the area. And in Devon, the westbound A30, that's blocked due to an accident in the Oakhampton area. I'm David Moore.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in from that big debate this afternoon. You heard Joe, of course, very much for the notion of keeping people. And John was on the other line, very much agreeing with the idea that's been put forward that Chris Martin should sing people into the water to kill them, while Adele simply swears at them in her chav's voice. By a way of keeping the population down, because it's people that cause all of the problems. Aidan, what's been coming in on the reactions?
We got Gerald from Erith. Where's a xenomorph when you need one?
Yeah.
And Barney from High Wycombe. We don't need to worry. The world is going to end anyway when the Queen peels off her skin, reveals her true lizard self, and starts a reptilian war with George Osborne and Beyonce in the Gobi Desert.
Yeah, more from David Icke's next book in an Ian Lee interview later. Probably available on a podcast. Now, it's time. We promised you guest action. And get by goodness me, guest action is what we're about to give you. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's 3:22. I'm John Holmes, and joined now by the comedian man, who is now all afternoon. Steve, this has been happening.
Yeah. Right?
Now, producer Dave here professes to know you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but still has no idea how to pronounce your surname.
No
correctly.
One knows how to say my surname. But yeah. I want to hear both of you have a go.
Okay, I'm going to go for Bueja.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
I had mine in my head, and then you said that and knocked it out of my head.
I mean, Dave, we've known each other for 5 years, should get this.
Bujega.
That's closer, but you've put a G
well,
on it.
More or less what
Bujega.
I said.
It's Bujega. Bujega.
Yeah, Bujega.
Bujega.
Bujega. Yeah,
Bujega.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fine. Steve Bujega, B-U-G-E-J-A.
Yeah. Makes complete sense to say that as Bujega.
It does now, yeah.
it's like a soft G and a soft J.
Honestly, of all the times...
An invisible J.
Of all the times to come over here with your foreign-sounding name.
I know, I'm lucky I got in. It's from Malta, so...
Yes, I thought I looked it up.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Well, my grandparents got in under the old EU laws, didn't they?
Yeah.
And now they're staying. And no, they're going nowhere.
They're out. They've been thrown out by racists from Newcastle.
Yeah, by me voting leave. Got rid of the grandparents, didn't I?
What did you make? What are you making of all this? I mean, we've got to logically ask you this.
I woke up on Friday feeling very depressed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I've sort of now, I think it's quite funny now. a part of me just hopes we don't actually leave. Like, I think what will happen is the country's gone, we want to leave, and then the politicians are slowly, over about 8 months, going to go, oh yeah, we'll leave, and then by about December they'll go, nah, we're not going to go, actually. We're going to stay.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to join the Euro. Is that what you meant by that reference?
Well, there've been backtracks that have been less problematic over the last 4 days than that, to be honest. But it has been interesting in that sense that you sort of get the impression that Cameron has just gone, I know what I'm going to do, and just sort of gone...
Just handed it over to Boris.
There you go, you deal with it.
Yeah.
And Boris, who doesn't want this either...
Absolutely doesn't want this
job.
And
didn't think it was going to happen, is now stuck.
Well, Boris just wanted to come close, didn't he? He wanted to be like 47% leave, and he'd be like, oh, never mind, we lost, but I tried really hard, and I'm a valiant leader. And then in December, Cameron would have stepped down anyway, and he'd have gone, oh, I'll be the new Prime Minister. But now he's like, oh, I don't want to do it in July. I don't want to be the Prime Minister. I'm not ready.
No, and have to deal with something he doesn't want to deal with either.
Yeah, it's, no one wants to leave.
So it's...
But even this morning, he's been going, no, we're not going to leave, really. We're still going to be friends with Europe.
Yeah.
He's slowly just changing the
narrative. We're still basically in Europe. Yeah. We're not... We also said about the £350 million to the NHS. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, he let Farage deal with that one. Yeah, Farage went on the team and went, nah, that's just not true, that one. We literally lied on that. Sorry, guys.
And him, Duncan Smith going, no, well, you know those pledges?
Yeah.
They were
possibility promises.
Not promises.
They were promises of possibilities. How does that work, Ian, exactly?
Much fun to be... I mean, this is the kind of... In the land of the comedy and all the rest of it. We do love it when this kind of thing.
Well, this kind of flux is good, but I think for the general country's well-being, it's not good, is it?
But who cares about that when there are jokes to be had?
Make jokes. I've been going on stage for the last few nights since the results, just saying Happy Independence Day to crowds, but it really splits crowds really early on, so I'm going to stop doing it because...
It
tends to actually cause fights. And the maddest thing I read, I think this is quite widely publicised now, but about the day after the referendum result, the most Googled... sentence was, what is the EU?
Yes.
Which just blows my mind. I mean, what were these people Googling the day before? Like, that is, they should have been doing that on Wednesday or Thursday. Instead, they're like, when's Love Island on or something? And then on Friday, they're like, let's just check that thing that we left.
We'll find out what it is.
Oh, my word. Yeah. So depressing. But also, what's depressing is going on Facebook and seeing the number of people who now all of a sudden have political opinions and are ranting and raving, which I can understand they're angry, but Facebook's not the place. For it, go on a talk radio show and talk about it.
Exactly, that's the place to do it. Yeah. Just as
we all can do.
I mean, I've never. We weren't allowed to do Friday, right? Because normally we do this on the afternoon.
Yeah.
Friday, I got to London, and the boss basically phoned me and said, "Yeah, you know, you do that whatever it is you do in the afternoon.
haven't listened to it.
We don't like it anyway. What is it? But you can't do that today because I don't trust you on air with Ken Livingstone, who's coming on. So you know that was.
So they had to get someone else in.
Literally, someone had to. Sam Delaney had to come in on his day off. Right, and so present with Ken Livingstone.
A lot of faith in your ability.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. I'd take that as a personal slur.
What did Ken Livingstone do?
Just talked about Hitler for a bit. I think.
Thought he wasn't allowed on the radio anymore.
Exactly.
That just shows how much a good grip that Jeremy Corbyn's got on his party, that Ken Livingstone's still on the radio.
We'll have anybody, frankly. It's talk radio. But they let Paul Ross on, for God's sake.
regularly, I hear.
Anyway, so, you know, let's not beat around the bush too much. You're here to promote something.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm here.
Exactly.
I'm not here to chat politics.
I know that. So what are we promoting?
I'm doing a show at the Soho Theatre in London. I'm doing last year's Edinburgh show, which is called Day Release. And it's a true story. It's a story show about the time I went to a friend's wedding and picked up her dad on the way to the wedding from prison. And he was on day release, but he'd been in prison for 18 years, and it was his first time out.
Yeah.
And I happened to be driving past.
So did you knew this, or you just...
Yeah, no, it was
a complete coincidence.
She didn't give me the address and go, just go to that house, and it was a prison. No, I knew, but I didn't know much before, like a few days before she told me. And I had no idea her dad was in prison before that.
Yeah.
Her name's Amy, and I'd known her since primary school, but I'd only known her mum, for obvious reasons now. And so I had to pick him up in my Peugeot, and... just drive him 3 hours across the country from Bicester to Shrewsbury, where the wedding was. And a slight to add to this, I loved Amy. Well, I still do in many ways. And I didn't really want to go to the wedding. She was marrying a guy called Rick, who... you don't like him. He's a firefighter. That's all I need to say.
Well, there you go.
Absolute idiot.
By which you mean part-time builder.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like him one bit.
No.
So I had to go to the wedding and then take this convicted criminal across the country.
What was his crime?
I'm not allowed to say.
Aren't you?
But I think we can work out between us that 18 years. It's not fly tipping, is it?
It's not, is it? No. As you were driving this man, knowing what you did, were you already going, well, this is going to make a good show? As any good performer writes before?
No, I wasn't when I was actually in the car. But about 2 days later, when I sat down with my comedy mates, I was like, oh, this happened. And he was like, you do realise that's your Edinburgh show? And I went, no, I don't think there's enough in it. And he went, yeah, there is. You drove a prisoner across the country. And it turns out there is enough in it. So I did it. And it went well up in Edinburgh.
Well, it did. So proving the point, yes.
Yeah, so now I'm taking it to the Soho Theatre. This is the last time I'll be doing it in London, wherever, anywhere, on the 8th and 9th of July. And then I've got to do my new Edinburgh show in Edinburgh.
And in terms of topping that with a story,
where
have you gone?
Well, this is the problem. I've not done anything this year that could equal that. Like, I've not hung out with any dangerous people.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing a story as much this year. But it's about... Well, actually, the show this year, the new one, Unpronounceable, which is at the Fringe, is about me nearly getting my first ever girlfriend. And about, crucially, nearly.
Was it Amy?
No, it wasn't Amy. No. Imagine that was the follow-up. I stole her off Rick. That's the... They've got divorced. No.
They are still together, though, Amy and Rick.
They are very much. They're having a child, which is really...
Oh, congratulations.
Nail in the coffin. And hopefully he'll grow up and get his granddad's genes and just strangle his dad. But allegedly. And can I say that?
And then what? Fly tip his corpse on the side of the road.
Yeah. I don't think I can say that. I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So the new show is not as much of a story, but I've become obsessed with instincts and how we, let's just move on, about how we make decisions and whether we make them with our head, like using logic and reason, or whether we use kind of the feeling in there, like an instinct. You know, when people make decisions, they're just like, oh yeah, that feels right.
Yes.
I talk about that a lot and about where our instincts come from and primal instincts. And I've just done loads of jokes about that.
Okay.
And I explore it. Because my friend the other day said when he went and voted in the referendum, he just went with what felt right. He said, it's not one of these issues, Steve, that I want to overthink. I was like, well, there is. It is one of those issues, actually.
It's the definition of that issue, yeah.
Don't underthink it. So it got me thinking about, you know, the idea of people going with their instincts. So the show is kind of about that, but also about my first ever girlfriend. So that's 5 p.m. at the Tron every day at the Edinburgh Fringe. So you can buy tickets for that. But the prisoner one, the dangerous prisoner man story, is day release at the Soho Theatre on the 8th and 9th.
Stay there and we'll be back to talk more because we've got to have some news now. Because someone else has probably resigned or something.
Great.
We will be back with the mad strangler of Bicester's chauffeur. Very shortly on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And Toby's got the news.
Prime Minister by the 2nd of September at the latest. The group of Tory MPs in charge of sorting out the Conservative leadership election says nominations for David Cameron's replacement will open on Wednesday and close at midday on Thursday. Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State will meet with David Cameron and the Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond later to talk about his country's future relationship with Britain. John Kerry says the United States will continue to work closely with the UK government and insists a vote to leave the EU doesn't change what really matters.
The interests and the values which brought us together to work for a common good are the same after that vote as they were before. even though politically people may have responded differently to the situations they found themselves in.
Jeremy Corbyn says he won't resign or allow a coup as a series of resignations from his shadow cabinet continues. One of the most significant people to quit is the former shadow business secretary Angela Eagle, who used to fill in for him at Prime Minister's Questions. And Britain's largest police force has been put on heightened alert for any spike in hate crime in the wake of the EU referendum. Mayor of London Sadiq Khan asked Scotland Yard to be extra vigilant after a flurry of incidents were reported in the capital and around Britain. Now to your weather, showers in the north becoming more confined to northern and western Scotland overnight. Dry and clear for the rest, lows of 9 Celsius. In Costa Rica, not dissimilar to El Salvador today, starting with a mix of cloud and sun, some heavy rain to come from early afternoon. Humid in the sun, though, with highs of 24 Celsius.
Thank you. Weather from around the world, because we were feeling inclusive, Steve, you see. That's what had happened, because we hate everyone in this nation now. We thought we'd just do the weather from around the world just to make people feel better
about... non-EU country.
Their place. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we didn't do any EU country.
Well, of course we didn't. We hate those people.
But that would have been... If we're trying to pretend pretend that we don't, then perhaps
too,
we should have done
an EU
country.
We can't pretend. We've told them pretty clearly.
Yeah, but we're still trying to be inclusive, aren't we?
No, we've been inclusive. We need them. We don't want Europe. We've established that.
Oh, I see.
We want the rest of the world on our side.
I didn't realise that. I thought you were trying to make
sure that aren't in Europe, and then we'll just declare war on Europe.
The non-EU.
Yeah. There, see?
That's brilliant, actually. That's actually a more thought-through plan than Boris has.
We should, we'll elaborate on this in a minute. We'll figure it out. Right, 3:33 still to come, then. Today's mystery thing, as well as... that's about it, really. Just a mystery thing. And we'll be talking to Steve... Pronounce your surname.
Bougea.
Next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Sackings, resignations, promotions, demotions. You know, they used to say a week is a long time in politics. Forget that. This is modern life, modern pace. One day is a long time. So who knows what's going to happen on the next Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Is that Jeremy Corbyn? Tell him I'm busy. I can't take a position in the shadow cabinet. They can't afford me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we are talking. And we're talking to Steve. Say your name.
Bougea.
On the radio this afternoon.
This is ridiculous.
About his murderous pal.
You're just saying it now.
I am saying it now. Just out there now, isn't it? And his new show.
Let's hide it a little bit.
About someone who hasn't murdered. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more. Yeah. We'll do that. Performing your stand-up comedy, Steve, but also, of course, you write, don't you? So for other things.
Yeah, I write for sort of TV shows here and there.
Yes. I've done that too, and it's...
I've written for shows you've been on, actually.
I think you have.
Yeah, yeah. Not for you directly, but I remember I wrote for the Now show once, and I remember watching you.
Do you?
Came on, yeah, I was sat in the radio theatre while you were rehearsing.
Ah.
Doing your thing.
When was this?
A year and a half ago, maybe.
This is the BBC Radio Theatre in London, where we record a programme called The Now Show, which is on Radio 4.
How was it?
It was very good, yeah. I gagged it up a bit, made it help. No, I don't think I was nothing to do with you. I helped Steve Punt with his...
He needs all the help.
His work, yeah.
You, Dennis.
Yeah, no, very funny, guys. It was really fun, actually. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But I mentioned it as well, because you wrote Mock the Week as well, which I used to do.
Yeah.
You did it how recently?
I've written for various people that have been on it at points, but over the past.
But
few
did you
years.
Come to it when it stopped being full of angry, aggressive people hating each other?
I think I've never wrote one where Frankie Boyle was on it. If that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I used to have to. I wrote series 1 and 2, so I was back at the beginning.
I wasn't like a regular writer. I just sort of helped out for people who were on it.
Yeah.
It's good fun though.
Yeah. But it's interesting. The writers' room, for those that don't know, is an interesting hotbed. I find of groundbreaking ideas that will never see the light of day, much as the one we've just had about solving this EU problem.
Brilliant ideas.
Because we were just saying, and Dave, you'd stepped out, but what we were advocating was this, right? Forget Europe. Right?
Yeah.
We've been looking further than Europe today on the programme by doing weather from around the world. Right? Ignore Europe. We form a new world union.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Leaving Europe out of it. We just align with everybody else. And invite them all to join a brand new union that we set.
I think you should get in touch with Asia, because they seem to be doing stuff. They seem to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think have a word and be like, look, guys, we want a customs union with you lot.
Yeah.
And we're willing to do some laws and stuff.
And stuff.
That'll work out, actually, because if we had free movement of travel through Asia, like, we've all done Europe now, haven't we?
Everyone goes to Thailand now, so it makes sense. Yeah. More people go on holiday to Thailand than Europe now. Yeah.
We've done it. We've been to Italy and France and stuff.
Yeah, we've done
It'd be
that.
Good to have like new ones. Yeah. Like up the next level.
I was in Spain recently.
Yeah.
You know, fine. It was fine, but yeah. I feel I've done it. I don't necessarily need to involve myself with these people anymore.
No. That's right.
We've completed that level. Now we just go on to the next one.
There you go.
Let's look at South America as well. They're crying out for friends.
They need all the help they can get. Absolutely right. Yeah. And then we just you know, declare war on Europe.
Eventually. Okay. We'll slow play it.
Yeah. I mean, if we team up with China and Russia.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Who are technically poised to be the world superpowers anyway. You know, if Trump gets in, then we're on the winning side, aren't we?
Hopefully. That's what Britain does great, just picks the winning side.
Yeah.
We're never the winner, but we just pick the winning side to join.
Unlike this evening, probably, when it'll all go crack. Am I right about that as well?
Superpower Iceland.
Yes. But isn't it weird that since Brexit, no one seems to be that interested in the football anymore? Is that just me? Have I just detected
I was wondering whether it might take some of the pressure off the England players. Mm, they must be sitting in their hotel going, no one's tweeting us or anything. What's going on back home? Rooney, we've left the EU. Okay, all right. Is anyone even watching the football? No, they can just go out and enjoy themselves now. No one's watching it.
So it's
we'll probably win it now.
No one's interested anymore. It might take the pressure
and
off.
And then the EU Commission will be like, actually, no, we're going to take that away from you.
Yeah, you're having that.
You don't deserve that.
That and the song contest, it's gone. It's over, mate.
Mixed blessings.
So, remind us where we can find you, as we have to go to some commercials now.
So, are we doing day release?
Yes, the prisoner.
The prisoner murdering. Story, whatever the M word is. Yeah. We're doing that at the Soho Theatre in London.
Marvellous.
On the 8th and 9th of July. You can get tickets right now.
And then Edinburgh with the new show.
Edinburgh Fringe, 5 p.m, unpronounceable. Steve Bougeau.
Yeah, and it is.
Very unpronounceable, yeah.
Good, thanks for coming in, though.
Thanks very much for having me, that's been really fun.
Pleasure to see you. That is Steve, say it.
Bougeau.
On the radio, and if you go to his website, which is...
stevebougeau.com. Good luck spelling it, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Idiots. If you manage to find my Twitter handle, you can win a tweet.
We'll be back with today's mystery quiz thing for a Monday. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's heavy traffic still on the westbound M62 heading away from Manchester due to an accident which has closed two lanes between junctions 12 and 11, also causing congestion on the M60 back to junction 13. The London bound M4 in Berkshire has a lane closed just before junction 7 for Slough West, causing slow traffic in the area. And in Devon, the westbound A30, that's blocked due to an accident in the Oakhampton area. I'm David Moore.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A few more resignations coming in. News of those, of course, it's been happening all day as Jeremy Corbyn keeps replacing his shadow cabinet. And then moments later, the people he's just imported into the shadow cabinet resign. It's more or less everyone in the country, they think, is going to get a go at it at some point in the next few weeks. But he said, we now know everyone he's appointed so far today has now resigned again. The latest to go, let me give you the names. James Pantagraf is now out. He was the Shadow Cabinet Fire Warden, of course. And he's been replaced by Marvin Hank. Marvin Hank has come in. He's now the Fire Warden as James Pantagraf leaves. What else is we got? Some more resignations as well, I think.
Yeah, we've got some media. Aiden. Media personality Bez has reportedly been appointed Shadow Minister for Z-List Celebrities.
Yes.
His role, formerly held by Blazing Squad's Kenzie, who resigned this morning, will be to manage and protect the rights of other known citizens who have been on the TV for more than 10 minutes. That's from Gareth Potter's Bar, keeping us updated there.
Thanks so much. The Shadow Boxing Secretary, Gaviscon Harris, is also just announced his resignation, as has, of course, the man who puts the chairs away at the end of the meeting, Amhotep Peach. All of these people are leaving the Labour shadow cabinet. Ian Farringdon Snape, of course, went this morning. You know about Liam Balboa. Travis Bickle, you heard about in the news there. Julius No, Max Idris, and BJ McKay and his best friend Bear have all resigned from the shadow cabinet. BJ McKay, of course, not a surprise. He was Minister for Trucking. Not a surprise that his best friend Bear has gone with him. They're pretty much inseparable. Of course, Bear is a chimpanzee.
It's worth pointing that out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there any
he's
on
called Bear.
Yeah.
But BJ McKay, the Minister for Trucking, he's called BJ McKay, but his best friend Bear isn't a bear.
No.
It's a chimpanzee.
It's a misnomer, isn't it?
Called Bear. No, it's not a misnomer. It's a bear. It's a chimpanzee.
It's confusing.
Called Bear.
Confusing misnomer.
Well, the thing is about the news, it is confusing, isn't
it? Oh, John, isn't it?
Isn't it? I mean, you find it confusing, Aidan, don't you? I mean, you're on work experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 12, so I don't really know anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, allow us to explain the news to you, or at least do what we can to help, because on this programme in the afternoons, we break the news down into its component parts, of course. And when you do that with the news, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. In five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again, it's the news in haikus.
Petition online to rename Great Britain country McFarage Face.
Country McFarage Face. The news in haikus there. And you heard, not getting his head around it, of course, the voice of Aidan. Hello.
Hello.
Who is very much the stand-in, the understudy Cornelius. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that Cornelius will, on a Friday, we weren't here on Friday, okay, because the boss wouldn't trust me on air with Ken Livingston. So instead he pulled me off air. I mean, in order to give the space to Ken Livingston. However, Cornelius then could not go into the lift for two reasons. Could not go into the lift to read out the haters' texts and tweets as it travelled downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. That was one reason we weren't on air. The second reason is he was at Glastonbury. Ordinarily, he does it on a Friday, but as we weren't on here on Friday, we thought we'd do it today instead. He's still at Glastonbury, though. Not quite left yet, because obviously that's what happens today, is leaving Glastonbury Day. But for a very different condescending. Let's go to Glastonbury. So, on the line with a very different condescending today, because he's actually at Glastonbury, but still collating the haters' texts and tweets, it's paid intern Cornelius. Good afternoon, Cornelius. Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John. You all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How's Glastonbury going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really done much.
What do you mean?
I've just been sort of drinking.
All right. Last we spoke to you,
really fun.
Which I think was back on Wednesday, you were going absolutely festival mad, and you were drinking two different drinks at once. You got an old speckled hen and a carling.
Yeah, that's because I forgot I'd opened the old speckled hen. I bought two types of beer. I bought 40 cans of beer with me, John.
40?
It's very difficult to transport on one person.
Yeah.
And
what did
I've quite seriously bruised my lower back doing it.
What did you transport the beer in?
One was in the carlings were in a suitcase, a wheelie, which didn't really work on the mud and grass.
No.
And the old speckled hens, which weren't even a crate, it was lots of separate four packs, were just in my backpack, just sort of digging into my lower back.
Why didn't you simply drink all of those cans before you went there and transport them in your belly area? And there's the end of the question.
Yes.
And then you could have...
That would be irresponsible drinking, John, which we do not condone.
No, but you could have then... What I'm saying is you could have then sicked it up and then you'd got it into the site and then you could have sicked it up and enjoyed it again later.
Yeah, well, I've already done the second half of that plan already.
So, there's the small matter of condescending. Now, condescending, ordinarily, of course, as we've said, is you in a lift here at Talk Radio.
Yeah.
As it travels downwards through the building, reading out the haters' texts and tweets.
Yeah, I've checked the site. There's no lifts here.
No, but that's all right, because we've thought of a way around it. What are you staying in?
A tent.
Good. And if you put the word con in front of that...
Content?
It's radio content. So, now, of sorts, now, live, not from a lift this week, with the haters' texts and tweets that you've sent in to hate this programme, and me personally a lot of the time, it's content.
This has come in from Chris, who says, I'll tell you what this show reminds me of. The stuff my dog leaves in the park that I have to pick up to avoid a fine. Anonymous texter says, let's be honest, producer Dave's been fired, hasn't he?
Producer Dave's not been here for a long time.
this is a tweet from Kerry who says, I have to say, this show has absolutely no journalistic credibility. I don't remember ever saying we did.
No, that's not something we ever, you know, flew the flag for, if I'm brutally honest. Perhaps
no.
that's a text that was meant to go into Julia Hartley Brewer's programme.
Hey, that's not fair. I work on that show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why it has no journalistic credibility.
John Holmes is like mini cheddars. He is small and I don't like him. this is coming from Adele on Twitter. It says... I'd listen to Talk Radio all day long if it weren't for John Holmes. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
John, your show is poorer than the country which the IMF consider in desperate need. Finally, this one from Sam on Twitter. Congratulations to my neighbour on his new DAB radio. It was mine until I threw it out the window when John Holmes came on.
Cornelius there, live from Glastonbury with this week's edition of Condescending, which is from a tent. Content. Thank you, Cornelius.
Bye, John.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you hate the show or me personally, then why not get in touch? We won't ignore it. We'll give it to Cornelius to read out. 87222 at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with anything that resembles the word hate. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And Sam Delaney will be joining us very shortly in order to bring us an insight into whatever the hell he's going to be doing this afternoon. Now, I was going to mention this. I did mention this earlier, so I thought I'd elaborate. Because, obviously, Courtney's being at Glastonbury. I watched Glastonbury with my... It was at my parents' this weekend. Because I was speaking at a literary festival. Yes.
What?
Yes.
You can't read.
No. No. But no, I was invited to speak at a literary festival that's quite near my parents because I have a book out. I don't know whether you mentioned that, but the hardback version came out last year, but the paperback's coming out this end of the summer. A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available now on Amazon. And anyway, I had to go and read bits out and do a talk and stuff. And I stayed at my parents because, you know, free. But I watched Glastonbury with my parents. And decided, because my mum was just commenting on it on Friday and stuff, and I just thought I'd live tweet my mum's Glastonbury coverage.
Okay.
So, you know, it started well with my mum just going, this was why Foles were on. Why is he singing so close to the microphone? I can't understand a word. It started there.
Understandable.
And then we moved on to... There was an error, and it said, "We apologise for the temporary loss of sound." My mum just went, "Good." Good, I don't want to listen to that. And then, when, Yanis, out of off of Foles, threw himself into the crowd, mum said, "What's he doing that for? That's dangerous. And look at his sweat, he must stink." And then Muse came on, and she said, "Well, I don't mind this."
That's nice.
Because they're not as bad as the horse band Foles. They've got a beat. I did like them, she said, as Muse moved on, but now I don't because they've got the same beat for every song. And then, of course, they sang their song Map of the Problematique. And mum said, "What is the problematique? And where is it on a map?" And then finally, not finally, but the last one I'll give you, he's going to get arthritis in his neck if he keeps wobbling his head around like that. She said of Matt Bellamy.
That's a very practical solution, aren't they?
What's this one? Supermassive black hole, I said. That's stupid, she said. And then on Sunday, my dad took me to see Three Chimney Pots. He's installed in a garden as a memorial to a noted 19th century Nuneaton brickmaker. So I had a glamorous weekend.
Yeah, good.
How was your weekend, Sam Delaney?
It was good, actually. It was fun-filled.
You were me on Friday.
I was, yeah. Me and Kate.
I wasn't
and
trusted.
Weirdly... Ken Livingstone was Cornelius.
Yes.
Very strange.
Strange show. I wasn't trusted to be on air with Ken Livingstone.
No, what might you have done?
Those words were actually used.
Really?
Yeah. So you came in to do it because it was all newsy and stuff.
What might you have done? I mentioned Hitler.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'd have done. Covered him in newts. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'd have done. I think it would have been fine. But
well, it probably all worked out for the best.
It probably did. How did it go?
It was good, yeah. Yeah, Ken was strangely calm. It was like a day of utter chaos with everyone panicking.
Yeah.
But Ken will always sort of behave calmly, shake his head as if I'm just a naive young schoolboy and say, no, everything's fine.
Is he back on today?
Jeremy's doing a great job.
Today,
we got him on very shortly.
Good, I was going to say.
And I don't know what he'll say, but I think that he'll probably say everything in the Labour Party's fine and Jeremy's doing a great job.
Yeah, of course he will.
And then something about Hitler.
And then bite the head off a newt.
Yeah, standard.
Classic Ken.
I want to hear what everyone is using Brexit as an excuse for, because Brexit has now become a universal excuse, hasn't it? And so it's like you can get caught in bed with your wife's best friend and then she catches you and says, "What the hell's going on?" You just shrug and say, "Brexit." It's a catch-all excuse. It is the new catch-all excuse. And I want to hear what people have been using it for. See what more elaborate things you can use it for. I genuinely think you can get away with all sorts of stuff now just by saying the word Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, and retrospectively as well, you could, you know, past crimes.
Brexit, Your Honour.
Yeah, exactly. It's just Brexit. Ken and his Hitler thing could just go, well, Brexit.
Yeah, It's the Brexit rule, which means there's now an amnesty on all crimes to have taken place over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Minor misdemeanours in your day-to-day life, or massive, like, you know those old men who robbed Hatton Garden?
Yeah.
Brexit.
Yeah.
They're out. They're back out on the street. Is that what you wanted, leavers? Well, that's what you've got.
That's what's happened.
The streets are crawling with criminals who have activated the, executed the Brexit clause in the British law legal system.
I think Belvita are bringing out a Belvita Brexit biscuit as well.
Delicious. Yeah, biscuits for breakfast.
It just tastes of sort of depression. Yeah. And once you've eaten it, you don't know what's going to happen. But it will end in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, fine. So, Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow. And there's a big breaking news story. I'm not trusted on air. From 1 till 4 on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.